Today, it's live coverage of the Nebraska State Championships live from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. High school football on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
They do have two wideouts, but you've got your two wingbacks and Matthew, the fullback, and they send Price in motion. The quarterback, Ockery, keeps it, has room, 40, 35, 30. Down the sideline, he's gone. Touchdown, Mustangs, Millard North, 43-yard, simple quarterback keeper down the north sideline. When he took the snap, he put the ball away. At no point did he have it out to pitch.
Six programs will hoist the state title trophy this season, and you can hear every game here on your ESPN Superstation. It's time to crown our next state champion, but first is the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
From Memorial Stadium, it is the Class A State Championship, Nebraska style, 2012. We've had two games in the books, crowned the D1 and D2 champions. Earlier today, it was Elgin Pope John taking D1, Giltner taking D2. Tonight, they are two teams of no particular local concern for Central Nebraskans, but it ought to be a good ball game as these teams match up very, very well. They're big, they're fast, and their differing styles, a veer option for Millard North, and a pro-style multiple set for the Vikings of Omaha North. Both teams come into this with impressive records. However, here's the interesting point. They've played each other already this year. Millard North beat Omaha North by a score of 37-31 earlier in the year, and The general consensus is that Omaha North would like to get another crack at him. It is not like one of those, well, we got to play these guys again, whether we want to or not. They want to. They only lost by six. They want another shot at the Vikings. Jeff?
Yeah, we were talking with some of the Omaha media, and they were saying that they wanted this matchup. You know, usually you see that second matchup. We faced these guys before. We can't do it again. Omaha North wants this game. They're excited for this game. And this is a game, you know, we're looking at the program, Craig, and Omaha North, a team that, you know, hasn't been here since the 60s. Well, Millard North, they seem to be the Class A team of the decade. They've been here multiple times. They've won it multiple times. It's a sort of the David versus Goliath matchup. The underdog here would be Omaha North, since they did lose in the regular season. They haven't been here traditionally. But that doesn't mean anything come state football playoffs. You got 48 minutes to throw out the record books, and I expect a great game. It's Class A. It's the best class in the largest class. We're going to see a ton of athletes here, Craig, just looking at over these stats and just watching them in warm-ups. You and I had our binoculars out just watching these tremendous athletes. It's going to be a great game to watch from our point of view. And hopefully we can describe the action for you listening at home.
This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Let's take a look at the starting lineups here. In fact, it's going to be expanded starting lineups because they give us a raft of players who they're going to introduce. Let's look at, first of all, the visiting Omaha North Viking. Blue gold in color, 10-2 on the year. Arion Porter, 6'7", 210 is the defensive end. Tristan Frizzell is 5'10", 195. He's a fullback linebacker. Calvin Strong is a big guy for a running back. He's packed short to the ground, 5'9", 175. We saw him in pregame, and he is impressively quick. Connor Phillips, wide receiver, 6'1", 170. Jason Martin, running back, 5'7", 185. Stephen Franklin, wideout, 5'11", 170. Reggie Holt, a wideout, defensive back, 6'1", 160. At quarterback is a tall, lanky, 6'3", 180-pound senior by the name of Zach Martin. Appears to have a pretty decent arm. Isaiah Austin, running back, 5'9", 155, also plays on defense. Colin Weingartner, running back, linebacker, 5'11", 175. Javon Perkins, one of the leading defenders, at defensive back, 5'10", 165. Elijah LeVay Hawkins, running back, 5'7", 205. Zach Nielsen, center, defensive tackle, 6'2", 220. Catch the dimensions on this defensive tackle, 5'9", 290, Aaron Wilson. He is a junior. Andrew Hostert is 6'2", 230 and a senior on the line. Jesse Morton, 5'10", 230. Adam Steinspring, 6'2", 230. Chris Gunderson, defensive tackle, 5'11", 230. Michael Decker, another 6'3", 230-pound defensive tackle. And Casey Sales, a defensive end, going to play for Frank Solich at Ohio. He checks in at 6'4", 250 pounds, the 10-2 Omaha Vikings. Now for Fred Petito for Millard North, he's going to be starting Isaac Akre. Akre is magic man, quarterback, 5'11", 180, quick as a hiccup, and has rushed for over 2,100 yards, scored some 27 touchdowns. Nicholas Roth, defensive end and tight end, 5'11", 160. Alex Harder is a wideout, 5'10", 160. The fullback is Matthew Evans, 5'9", 170. Clay Fisher, yes, of that Fisher family, Sean Fisher's little brother, 6'1", 170 at running back and defensive back. Wide receiver, Abram Tynes, 5'10", 155. Wing back, 5'10", 155, is Brian Moses. Running back, Connor Matthew. He's the up man. He stays real close to the quarterback in that veer option, 5'9", 195. Cody Thorson, linebacker, 6'2", 10. Nick DeLuca, there's a Nebraska recruit, 6'3", 235. He plays only on defense and only at the backer position. Grant Dupree is linebacker, 5'11", 190. Eric Husky, 6'5", 210. He's a defensive end. Nose tackle is Peter Bruning, 5'9", 215. Defensive tackle is Jordan Padros. He's 5'10", 272. Nose tackle and offensive lineman, 6 foot, Nicholas Stewart, 220. Trevor Benham, 6'4", 215. Brandon Vanderhorst, 5'10", 260 pounds. 6'3 and 240 is Nick Marchese. He's a defensive end, and a defensive tackle is 6'1", 230-pound Stephen Graver. He's one of the leading tacklers for Fred Petito's Mustangs of Millard North. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back with more on the New Tech pregame show right after this on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Does saving money interest you? Well, then come into Dunham Sports in Hastings, where you'll find incredible savings on sports equipment and clothing for your entire family. Find more savings online with our weekly online coupons at dunhamsports.com. While you're there, sign up for Dunham's Rewards. Or if you're a coach, sign up for the team plan. Find Dunham's on Facebook for even more offers. Save on everything sporting goods at Dunham Sports, where our big names bring you in and our low prices bring you back.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Millard North is going to kick off. They won the toss and deferred. They'll be defending the North goal.
Omaha.
No,
North.
They've got it.
Omaha North won the.
All right, it is. It's the referees who have things turned around. They said, "No, wait a minute, that isn't it." Omaha North won. Will be defending the North goal. Fred Petito's veer option Mustangs of Millard North will receive the ball and lining up to kick off will be Connor Phillips. The 6'1", 170-pounder will tee the ball up at the 40-yard line when he gets there. Referees with last-minute huddle now. We got our TV timeout guy standing there. We'll watch him and see when we're going to get back into the action here. Playoff action brought to you in part by our presenting sponsors as well as our other sponsors. Presenting sponsors include Hastings Ford Lincoln, the all-new Hastings Ford Lincoln, where the difference is black and white. T&L Irrigation, proven technology that works easier on you for a lifetime. And Dunham Sports, where their big-name brands bring you in and their low prices bring you back. Now open in the Walmart building, North Highway 281 in Hastings. New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. All right, we gave you a bunch of starters there because, like I said, they don't do the with the state championship game. They don't have to, but they do submit 25 to 30 names of players who they want to honor by having them announced at Memorial Stadium. So we really don't get the drill down starting roster, the skill players here in the press box until things actually line up. So you've got about what we have right now. Fred Petito, we do know is going to entrust the ball handling to Isaac Akre, the senior quarterback, who's 5'10", 180. He's small for the next level, probably, but he's absolutely perfect for this particular offense, and he's accrued 2,100, almost 2,200 yards rushing, 400 yards passing. That gives you a little ideas of the proportion on this offense, and has scored 27 TDs. All right, we're about ready. Connor has the ball teed up at the 40-yard line. Two men standing back at the 10. It'll come up short and taken by the up man at the 20-yard line. And he gets it out to about the 30-yard line for... That's Nick DeLuca. And Millard will... They spot the ball at the 21. So they say, actually what they say is he touched his knee as he was catching the ball. So the ball is spotted at the 21-yard line. Nick DeLuca, the Nebraska linebacking recruit, gets special teams credit here in the opening play of the football game. Double wing veer option, two wides. Akre is under center with a single setback. He'll hand it off. Straight up the middle, and the up man, the running back, Connor Matthew, will take the ball and get about 5 or 6 yards right on the first play. Boy, they are quick. They are snappy off the line of scrimmage, and a quick option there picks up 5 yards, second and five coming.
You know, nice dive play there, giving it to Matthew. He's rushed for over 1,200 rushing yards in 9 scores this season on 200 carries. So expect a lot of him and expect a lot of Isaac Akre.
Double wing on the right side. Wide out, far to the right, is Roth. Under center is Akre. Now he sends one man in motion straight up the middle again to the big guy, and he's got a first down. That's Connor Matthew, the 5'9", 195-pound blaster. And they're just keeping it simple here in the first couple of games, couple of plays of the game. First down and 10, they move the sticks. It is exactly 11 yards upfield from where they took over at the 32-yard line now, under the lights at Memorial Stadium. A beautiful night for football, a great sight. Memorial and Osborne Field under the lights anytime. Roth goes wide to the right side at wide receiver, double wing, single setback again is Connor Matthew. Akre calls out the signal. Hands it off again to the up man, and the fullback takes it out to the 40-yard line. There's just something very, very quick about the way they work simply that opening trap to the fullback.
Yeah, that off the left side there, that was a huge hole. Nice job by the Miller North offense, just opening the hole for Connor Matthew, and he's taking advantage of it. Three big carries so far.
Plays come in. Nick Husky comes into the ball game with one of the plays. He is 6'5", 210 on the line. They send Nicholas Roth wide to the right side. He's the only wide out. Double wing to the right side. Single wing to the left side. Connor Matthew is the up man, and he gets the ball again. That's about the fifth time in a row he's gotten the ball. And it might be the second time he gets the first down. Let's see where they spot it. He may be a half yard shy. And it's going to be third down and a yard to go. Third down and a yard to go as the ball is spotted at the 42-yard line.
Yeah, it looks like Omaha North starting to key up on Connor Matthew there. Might want to see if Isaac Ackery can bust one loose here. Third and short, though.
You got to think that's the way you do. Make them work till they stop you. Double wing, wide out, right side. Single setback again is Matthew. This time Ackery keeps it for the first down. So Ackery carrying the ball for the first time tonight, but I'm sure far from the last.
Yeah, there's pretty wide splits there by the Millard North offense. Pretty easy for Isaac Ackery. He just had to fall forward, get an extra yard. Got about two, I think, on the carry. Moves the sticks. Another first down, the second one of the day.
No score just into this. 9.5 to go in the first period. Nicholas Roth goes wide to the right side. The 5'11", 160-pound senior. Wings both ways otherwise. Connor Matthew in back of Ackery at quarterback. Goes under signal, barks out the signals, puts a man in motion. Handoff goes straight up the middle to Matthew again, and he'll get stopped after about a two-yard gain.
Yep, nice stop there by 82 for Omaha North. Casey Sales.
He's going to Ohio to play for Frank Solich and company.
Yep, and Ackery made his read, decided to give it off again to Connor Matthew. I think Omaha North wants Matthew to beat him and not Ackery. And in Sales, he's making big plays. No wonder he's such a highly touted recruit.
Second down coming, 8 yards to go. Again, they set Nicholas Roth out wide to the right side, double wing. And Matthew, the lone setback. Ackery sets a man in motion. He'll work at his option right side. Has nowhere to go. Piled up to the line of scrimmage.
Nice job there by Omaha North doing their assignment football, staying in their lanes, not letting Ackery bust loose. 32 there on the stop for Omaha North. That was calling.
Reggie Holt was in on the tackle there for Omaha North. And with third down and the clock running under 8 minutes to go, slot off the wing to the right side. He comes in motion. They pitch it on the jet action to the left. He's got some running room, and up across the 50 and down into North territory is Clay Fisher, the 6'1", 170-pound junior.
Yep, got the momentum going for the big guy there. Only needed a couple of yards, or they needed 8 yards, and he used his forward momentum, got to the sticks, moved the chains. Another first down there for Millard North.
Third set of first downs coming up. Ackery under center, wides both ways now. Matthew is still the lone setback. He'll get the call. And he'll pile ahead for about 3 yards and get down to the 42-yard line of Omaha North. First possession of the ball game. Millard North has had it all the way, coming up on 5 minutes of possession time now. As Taurus Costin comes in with the play from Fred Petito's Brain Trust on the far side. In the afternoon game, because of the construction on the East Stadium, fans were not allowed to sit there. But since it's post 5 p.m., the Millard North people, or no, it's the Omaha North people on the east side of the stadium. Millard is on the west side below us here in the press box high atop Memorial Stadium. Double wides, double slots, both ways. Ackery fakes the handoff, keeps the ball himself. He's got running room, 35-30. Ackery down to the 25-yard line.
There's that explosive play we've been waiting for from him. He only had that one carry before on that quarterback keeper. Fooled me. I thought he gave it up to the fullback again, but no, he kept it. Good fake. Quickly turned north-south. Didn't even wait, try and stretch it up. Nice athletic play by Isaac Ackery there.
First and 10 for Millard North. And Ackery comes up under center. Wings and wides both ways. Matthew Evans, the wing back, to the near side, the left side of the offense. He's the one who's been going in motion. They go the other way this time, hand it off to Matthew. And Connor Matthew bangs forward for about two more yards. There's a penalty marker on the field on the far side, or it's a glove for Omaha North. There is a penalty marker down. It'll be an infraction against Millard North, and that'll move the ball back to the 30-yard line. I don't have a signal from the referee yet. I suspect we'll get one here momentarily. Or maybe not. Must be movement. But it's first down and 15. The ball spotted back at the 30-yard line. Wings off both sides. Slot man is Matthew Evans to the left side. They send a man in motion. And Acre can't do anything as the whistle blows and another flag is down. And now the wheels are falling off for Millard North as they're going to walk back another 5 yards. They're so quick that at some level they may be moving too quickly, and at some level it may be that they're so quick the referees think they are. But it was nothing overt there. It looked like they got set. I don't know.
Yep, promising drive here. Hurt by a couple penalties. See if first, they can rebound.
First down and 20 now with Acre. Single setback. Wides both ways. The slot to the right side is Clay Fisher. He comes in motion. They fake it. Nope, they give it to Connor Matthew. And Matthew stood up right at the line of scrimmage. Give credit to Andrew Hostert there and Jesse Morton for the tackle. And I'll be brutally honest, there are lemon yellow numbers on white jerseys for Omaha North, and it is very, very hard to read. So if we're slow on giving defensive credit, I apologize. Jesse Morton is the man with the tackle there.
Good job by Morton.
Big guy is 5'10 and 230 pounds. Double wing again. Single setback. Acre sets Fisher in motion. Follows Seck to the left side, and he spins down for about a 2 yard loss. Had nowhere to go as all of a sudden Omaha North tightening up and sensing a grip on Millard North's offense, hoping to force a punt. I don't know what their kicking situation is, but this would be a tough field goal for anybody. It would be 45, 52 yards, so it's looking a lot like Millard would have to get substantial yardage to think about a field goal even. They go spread with wides and slots both ways. Acre is under center, and Matthew right in back of him. He's his guard dog. He sets. Under center, Acre barks out the signal. Now he comes up, calls a timeout, wants to look things over. Your score is 0-0, 4:17 to go in the first period of play. It's been all Millard North on offense for a long time here. They've had the ball for 8 minutes. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Back with more Class A championship ball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio, 1460, 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Millard North took the opening kickoff, and they've held the ball for just under 8 minutes. They've had some trouble with this last set of downs. They got two penalties. They're at third down and 20 yards to go. They just called a timeout. They go back into that spread. Fisher and Evans are the slot man, left and right. Wides both ways. As they go without tight ends, and Acre comes up under center. Takes the ball, hands it off straight up to Matthew, trying to get some field position, and plows down inside the 30-yard line, so they may be thinking field goal attempt here. And there is a change of units coming on the field. The kicker for Millard is Jacob Hunter, I think.
Andrew Bain is their kicker.
Nope, that's right. Bain.
Could be a,
Andy Bain is a 5'7", 135-pound senior.
46-yard field goal here.
Yep, they're gonna plant the ball at the 36, add 10. That's a 46-yard attempt. As long as so far, 41. Good snap, kick is up, and it looks to be wide to the right. He had distance wide right. No good. So after that 8-minute drive, Brett Petito's Millard North Mustangs come up empty. Let's see how Omaha North responds now as they will get the ball and get their first attempt on offense. We're going to take a timeout back in 1 minute. You're listening to Class A High School Football Championship action on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550. No score, back in 1 minute.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Wouldn't it be great if the process of buying a car was black and white? At the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, we take the bull out of the equation. The truth is, every car dealer knows their best price. They just hope you'll pay more. They also know what your trade is worth. They just hope you'll take less. Let us show you how we do business. Our advantage is black and white, just like our showroom seating. We're the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, and at HastingsFordLincoln.com.
It'll be first and 10 for Omaha North at their own 20-yard line after the missed 46-yard attempt of a field goal by Andy Bain for Millard. And now Omaha goes with one setback by Martin, the quarterback, and they'll hand it on a jet sweep to the far side and pushed out of bounds at the 25-yard line.
Like Trayvon Walker on the
end around.
Yep, from his receiver position.
As I said, we're going to have to start to learn to get their body language because the numbers are pretty much out of the question under the lights here. Lemon, yellow, or gold numbers on white unis at night. Not good from this distance. Offset eye. Martin is under center. Wides both ways. Pitch near side. A little bit of running room at the 25 and out to the 30-yard line. Close to the first down is Calvin Strong. He's a sophomore. He's 5'9", 175 pounds.
Good open field tackle there by Martin. Saved a big play because, like you said, Calvin Strong, I mean, he was up in the open field. It looked like he could have made a big play out of that. You can see how talented he is, and he's just a sophomore.
He's still in the backfield. And the up man is Tristan Frizzell. I formation, wides both ways, and again, he'll get the call. Strong will get the call and the first down, and the ball will be spotted at the 32-yard line. And Omaha North, like their counterparts from Millard, are 1-for-1 in first down attempts in their first drive of this ball game tonight. The difference is there's only 2 minutes and 31 seconds on the first period clock as Millard used 8 minutes on the clock, came up empty on a failed field goal attempt. Martin goes into the shotgun now with a single setback, Strong with him. Maximum protection, fires downfield. He's got a man at the 45-yard line. Batted out of bounds at about the 47-yard line. And another first down for Omaha North.
Yeah, I was just going to say before that play, you know, we got Calvin Strong, the nice running back, but Zach Martin's no slash throwing the ball. He's thrown for over 1,700 yards this season with 22 scores and 4 picks, and there we saw on that play is his ability to throw the ball.
Connor Phillips, the receiver on that pass.
Good route.
Now we've got a little bit of discussion on the field here by the officials. Barring any changes, it's first and 10 from the 47-yard line of Omaha North. They're resetting the game clock. Reggie Holt comes in, a wide receiver. And Holt comes to the right side of the formation. Everybody else is in tight. They go double tights and a wide out to the right side, I formation. Martin under center feeds to the I back. Strong has got it, and he's got it across midfield to the 48-yard line of Miller. It'll bring up second down and about 6 yards to go.
Nice strong run there by Calvin Strong. Nice little stutter step, found the hole, got up the field. Like I'm saying, Craig, if he finds an open hole, he's going to be gone in a heartbeat. He's got that lateral quickness.
Dante Hill is into the ball game now at one of the running back slots. He will stand in back of Strong, in back of Martin. Wide out to the right side. Everybody else is in tight. Pitch, near side, trying to find a cutback, but does drive to the right and picks up another 3 or 4 yards. Does Dante Hill, showing some power there from a speedy back. Third down, 2 yards to go. The ball at the 45 of Millard. Now Omaha has had the ball for about 3 minutes on the clock, and we are ticking down under 1 minute to go in a very rapid first period of play. We kick this thing off right on time at 7:15. We're not even 21 minutes into the game, and we're almost done with a quarter. I formation, hand off to the tailback. He'll be tripped up, but not until he gets the first down at the 42-yard line. Again, Strong, the ball carrier on that.
Yeah, they're going to keep feeding him the ball, and then I think they're going to try and do a little play-action pass and get the big playability that you can see with Zach Martin, his throwing arm. He's got the potential to beat you that way, too.
Zach Martin is 6'3", 180. So he's got the dimensions to go to the next level somewhere. And he is a senior. You're looking in that direction, offset eye. Hands off, no, back to pass now. Fake the handoff. Nice toss on the out pattern. And it is in and out of the hands of the intended receiver, Connor Phillips, at about the 25-yard line. Incomplete, second and 10 coming.
Nice counter fake there. Tried to get everyone to go to the near side. Then he had Phillips wide open on that. On the far side, just hit Phillips in the hands. Couldn't make quite make the catch. Brings up second and 10.
Clock stopped at 19 seconds to go in the first period of play. All six state championship games right here on ESPN, 1460 and 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Three more tomorrow. Beginning with Sutton and Aquinas Catholic tomorrow at about 10:15. Class B championship at this time tomorrow night. Penalty markers are down as Omaha North having similar difficulties to what their counterparts at Millard did in their drive. Going fine until a little mix-up, and now all of a sudden, instead of second and 10, it's second and 15 after the incompletion to Phillips, or intended to Phillips.
You can hear some of the crowd noise here. It looked like maybe it was offsides on 84 for Millard North, but they're going to call that one against Omaha North, and so false start for them. Going to back them up 5 yards, even though a lot of people think maybe it should have been the other way around.
Straight eye formation now. Zach Martin is under center. Wides both ways. He goes straight back to pass. Got time. Long pass for Phillips. He is in and out. Oh, a little long at about the 10-yard line. I thought he was going to close in on that, and it went over his head and fell incomplete at the 10. So back-to-back incompletions to Phillips. And it's third down and 15 yards to go for Omaha North. Now, if they've got a decided fourth down, I don't think that field goal is an option.
I don't think Alexander can help.
They hope they've got a punter who can drop one in.
Yeah, interesting to see if they tried to go for the touchdown there instead of maybe trying to pick up a few yards.
We got to get 15 here. Single set back by Martin. Slot to the left side. Back to pass. Martin firing long. Got a man open at the 15. Overshoots it. That was Phillips again. Get the feeling he's their go-to guy?
Yeah, and that's a good throw. I mean, he overthrew him again. You know, you'd like to see him overthrown, but he threw it to where only his player could catch it. And just to see the ability to him to hit those routes, those are some big-time routes that not many people at this level in Nebraska high school football can make. So although those were two incompletions, I'm very impressed with Zach Martin's ability to throw the ball there.
Connor Phillips has to walk all the way upfield and then get to the 40-yard line where he will take the snap to be the punter. Single safety at the 15-yard line for Millard. Is Nicholas Ross, I believe. Kick is not a great kick. It's a high kick, and it's taken on a fair catch at the 12-yard line. The return man on that was David Saylor, wide out, 6'5", and 205-pound wide out. And that is the end of quarter number one. And on the scoreboard, goose egg. Mustangs, Vikings, no score. Class A championship football continues in 1 minute here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and online worldwide at FlatRiverPreps.com. Back in 60.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Are you tired of electric pivot hassles with gearboxes, micro switches, unexpected repairs, and safety concerns? Only T&L Pivot Systems use safe, proven hydrostatic drive technology that eliminates these hassles. Get lasting value and decades of dependability. Call your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today. T&Ls are easier on you and use proven hydraulic technology that works.
Memorial Field.
Stadium.
Memorial Stadium. I knew I was wrong. Osborne Field at Memorial Stadium, where the Class A state championship is in the process of being decided. Both teams have had the ball for one series. Omaha North has punted. Millard North has driven for 8 minutes and missed the field goal. So special teams plays in different ways, ending the drives, and Omaha North is back on defense now. They have Millard pinned back at their 12-yard line. Participating sponsors, presenting sponsors for 36 high school playoff games include Hastings, Ford, Lincoln, T&L Irrigation, and Dunham Sports of Hastings. I formation, wings both ways. Akre checks things out. He's got wides both ways as well. A double wing off to the left. Fisher goes in motion. He'll keep it and follow Fisher around the left side and only gets about a yard. Second down and nine coming.
Yeah, and these two teams played each other earlier, Craig, and so they've got the film and they know what each other like to do. So a lot of those big plays that you might be expecting from Isaac Akre and Connor Matthew, they aren't there right now.
Tackle on the play there by Jess Morton. Andrew Hostert also over there. Big guys for Omaha North. Double wing, single setback, double wides. For Akre, who's under center, barks out the signal, takes the snap, and handed off straight up the middle to Matthew, the running back. Connor Matthew bangs forward for maybe 2 yards out. 2 yards out to the five is where out of the 15 is where they'll give him progress, and it brings up third down and 7 yards to go.
Nice job by 45, Elijah Hawkins, getting there, not letting Matthew get any yardage. Makes it third and seven.
Sutton football goes for the state championship tomorrow, 10:15, right here on ESPN, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation, and simulcast on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, as well as on the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com. Here comes the third down play, single setback, Fisher in motion. They give it to Matthew out of the setback position. He's out to the 20-yard line now, and that won't be enough for the first down. It will be enough to have to want a punt. And so the punter will stand back inside his 10-yard line, and that'll be Jacob Humber again from the inside the five, or standing right about the 5-yard line. Double safeties at the 50-yard line for Omaha North.
See if they set up the return here, or maybe go for the block.
Long count, good snap, line drive kick. Bounces at the 45, takes a Millard roll down inside to the 28-yard line. So no return and a good kick and a little bit of a field flip there, considering that they were kicking from inside the 12-yard line.
For sure, you got to be happy with that, because you started your possession at the 12-yard line, and now you figured you would have to maybe give it to them about midfield, but you get that generous roll. They're going to have to start their own 29. So you got to be happy with that punt there if you're Millard North.
Holt and Connor Phillips are the wide receivers for Omaha North. Phillips comes to the left side. Holt comes wide to the right side. Strong side right on the alignment. Otherwise empty backfield. Here comes Phillips in motion. Shotgun. Fake the inside handoff. Back to pass. Martin fires long. He's got a man. And it's Hill, and he's got it inside the 40 to the 39-yard line. Check that. Tristan Frizzell pulls it in.
I think that was Hill. Dante Hill.
Now, was it Hill?
Yeah, number two. Nice job by Hill.
I apologize. It's a little tough picking up the numbers from this high up with that little contrast between the yellow and the white.
Nice job there by Hill.
We'll make our way through it here. Phillips goes wide to the right side. Holt goes wide to the left side. Hill came out of the backfield and caught that one. I formation, strong side to the left. Toss, left side. And that's Hill again. He battles his way down inside the 35. They'll mark him at the 34-yard line. That's enough for a 5-yard gain and a second and five coming.
I don't want to sound like I keep correcting you. I think that was strong, number five, on the carry there on that toss. Nice pickup, though, 5 yards. It makes it second and five. It's always nice instead of those second and longs. It really can open up your playbook.
Martin comes up under center. Strong dots the I formation. Wides both ways. Strong gets the carry and battles his way down to the 31-yard line. They have to get to the 28 for the first down. So it's going to be third down and 3 yards to go for Omaha North. Battling here for the state championship in Class A. No score between the Mustangs of Millard North and the Vikings of Omaha North. For fans back around Kearney, Millard North beat the Bearcats 38-28 in the fourth game of the season. High formation now. Double wide. Martin fakes the toss. Ball is on the ground, and it looks like Millard North is on top of it. It is. First turnover given up by Omaha North in this game. And Millard North dodges a bullet on that one and turns it and gets the turnover. They'll get it first and 10 at their 36-yard line as they try to operate the veer again. At the controls is Acre. Isaac Acre is a senior, 5'11", 180-pounder, who has rushed for nearly 2,200 yards and thrown for over 400 yards. Yet he has not keyed too much in the offense so far tonight. Matthew, the running back, has gotten it more than anyone, and they give it to him again. He plows forward for about 4 or 5 yards. I don't know if that's a ploy just to shorten the ball game or what.
Yeah, the 3 yards in a cloud of dust. I'm sure they wanted to get Matthew some carries, but I like you, Craig, I'm surprised when you see Isaac Acre over 2,000 yards on the season, only having so far 5 carries for 21 yards. I'm a bit surprised myself. Maybe they're trying to open it up, maybe get them to key on Matthew and then...
Well, I mean, what's happening here is they're getting yardage, they're getting control of the line of scrimmage, and maybe they're hoping by the fourth quarter they've got the fatigue factor on their side. Wings both ways, wides both ways, but near end. Fisher in motion, and Acre will keep the ball and not even get to the 40-yard line. It could be that they're just concerned that Omaha North is keying on Acre and they need to find some ways to keep people off of him and hopes that from time to time he can keep it and pop one.
Yeah, and Acre kept the ball that time, and there just wasn't anything there. Nice defensive penetration by Omaha North kind of made Acre run into his own defender. There was no hole to run to.
Call it third and six. Ball is spotted at the 34-yard line. They've got to get up to the 46. Wings and wideouts both ways. Single setback. Acre is under center. Marks it out, puts Fisher in motion, toss sweep, left side, Fisher, and he'll get just to the 40 again. Maybe falls forward for a yard or so. But Fisher, the junior, 170-pound running back, wing back, managed only about a yard, so it's fourth down and darn near 6 yards to go still.
They tried that earlier, and they picked up the first down on a third down. This time, Omaha North knew it was coming. inland Fisher get enough to get to the sticks, going to force a punt here.
Humber back in to do the punt against the 25-yard line of Miller. Standing at the 29-yard line, twin safeties for Omaha. One of those is Nolan Waters, 5'11", 180-pounder. And he won't get the ball, but the guy that does gets out to about the 34-yard line before he's crashed upon. The return man was Reggie Holt. And he'll give him credit for about a 4-yard return. And a punt that went about 37 yards net. It was about a 40-yard punt with a 6-yard return or thereabouts. And it'll be first and 10 for the Vikings. Zach Martin will be at the controls again with a powerful set of running backs and a wide receiver by the name of Connor Phillips, who they've tried to get it too deep, and they haven't succeeded yet. He's been overthrown. Martin is under center. They pitch the ball, toss sweep left side, a little running room, cut back, and down at the 41-yard line.
Yeah, they ran that pitch left to
running back on that again is strong.
Yep, and they wanted to get him going. Basically, running that play, you're susceptible to negative yardage unless you can break a tackle, and that's exactly what Strong did. He broke the safety's tackle, gained 8 yards there. Tremendous run by Strong.
Marquise Lewis comes into the ball game at a wide receiver spot. Strong stays in there at tailback. Martin under center. Looks things over with two wideouts. Near hash mark is where they set it up. Strong gets the feed. He's got some running room. 50. Strong 45. Strong 40. And finally, tackled. Nice open field tackle over there by Brian Moses, the 5'10", 155-pound defensive back. Took Strong down after a nice run of nearly 25 yards.
Yeah, watching the replay there, that was a tremendous cutback. And then great downfield block by number 7, Connor Phillips. Sprang open another 5 to 10 yards downfield for Connor Strong.
Strong, obviously the key guy in the running game. Phillips, the key guy in the receiving game, and they've not been able to get it to him. Now this time we've got a motion penalty. Illegal procedure against the offense will turn the first and 10 into first and 15. And the clock stops at 5:08 until halftime. And this first half has just smoked by. No score, though. Not many penalties and not a whole lot of passes.
Yeah, a couple big plays there. Let's see if this 5-yard mark off maybe comes back and hurt them. They had such momentum on those two big plays, the drive that started way back at their 29. They're now in Miller North territory driving down their throats.
I formation, wide receivers both ways. Zach Martin takes his time and looks things over. Under center. Strong gets the feed and falls across the 40-yard line. Pick up of maybe one, maybe not, but it'll be second down and 14 to 15 yards. He didn't even move the marker. Right at the line of scrimmage, 40-yard line.
Yeah, wasn't much there to run to. Nice penetration by the Miller North Mustangs defensive line, not giving Strong anything.
Phillips goes wide to the right. Holt is wide to the left side for Omaha North. Otherwise, everybody's in tight with a strong left, an I formation. Martin quickly back, short drop. Now has to scramble up to the 40, 45, and out of bounds at, 35, and out of bounds at about the 32-yard line. I'm still used to that 80-yard eight-man.
Yeah. Nice play, though, there by Martin.
Well, he gets about 10 yards back. It still leaves third down and a long five to go, but that was a good heady play of Zach Martin to extend the play, pick up almost 10 yards, and make it a manageable, if not sure, third and five.
The receiver he was going to throw to was in double coverage, so it was actually pretty smart to not throw it and try and improvise in a nice athletic play, getting a few yards.
We got a timeout on the field here called by Omaha North. So with 4:03 to go till halftime, we have no score between the Mustangs of Millard North and the Vikings of Omaha North on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll be back in 1 minute.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And they feed it to Strong, and Strong does not get the first down. He gets inside the 30, and now it'll be an interesting option here for the Vikings again. Do they go for pinning Millard way deep in their own territory, or do they try for a field goal?
Based off the substitutions, it looks like they're going to go for it, Craig. They only need 3 yards.
They huddle up, break the huddle. Holt goes wide to the right side. Phillips wide to the left side. There's an offset eye in back to Zach Martin, the quarterback. Everybody is in tight, Strong right side. Fake it to Strong, fires, and he's got a man at the 10, and a penalty marker's down, pass interference. They tried to hit Phillips, and the man that made that great tackle earlier on Strong, Brian Moses, gets called for pass interference. And that'll be a first down call, a 15-yard penalty, I suspect, and that should be first down and 10 yards to go, somewhere around the 15-yard line. Somewhere on the 15-yard line of Millard North. Okay, they're marking it down inside the 25, the 20, and it will be just inside the 15 by the length of a football. So first and 10 at the 15. Omaha North doesn't even know where the ball is. They're way over on the other side of the field. They huddled at the one, the near side hash mark. From our standpoint, ball is over on the far hash mark. Offside eye. Wide receivers both ways. Holt on the left. Phillips on the right. Martin under center. Hand off to Strong. Strong is going to get stuffed. Back, he'll lose about a yard or two.
Yep, no hole there. The middle linebacker came up, filled his position. Didn't let Strong get anything. In fact, he lost a yard.
It will be second down and 11. They'll have to get inside the 5-yard line for a first down or, of course, the touchdown. No one's done any scoring so far tonight. We have no score here in this Class A battle. A game that Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep said would be 38-34. We have a long ways to go to score 72 points between the two. I formation, wides both ways, fake it to Strong, fire in the flat, it is incomplete, too low, and behind the intended receiver, Strong, to whom the ball was faked before he tried to run the little circle out of the backfield.
You know, when they played,
it'll be third and 11.
Yeah, they played in the regular season to 37-31, so similar to that score, but like you said, when you play the second time around, you kind of know what's coming, and so it's tougher to score against the defense when they know what you're going to do.
And again,
that's why we have such a low-scoring game.
With Akre being a threat to score any time he touches the ball, and having him bottled up so far here, 22 minutes done in the first half, and he hasn't really had much in terms of positive yardage at all. Timeout is being called here, I think, by Millard North, and so we'll take a minute, be back after this. No score in the Class A game on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Back in 60.
Hello, I'm Roland Dickey from Dickey's Barbecue, and I just love the holidays.
Speaking of holidays, Mr. Dickey, my entire family's coming in town this year.
Edna, I hope they don't starve like last year. Have you tasted your cooking?
You know I don't cook. I'm going to Dickey's Barbecue. I'm going to let Dickey's do the cooking, and I'll take the credit.
That's a great idea. We've got our famous Cajun fried turkey and our spiral cut hams on sale now for $59.95, or our traditional smoked turkey for just $49.95. Edna, you can even bring home one of our great Dickey's complete holiday meals, which serves 10 to 12 of your guests for only $109.99. You can choose from any of our turkeys or ham, plus cornbread dressing, gravy, baked potato casserole, homestyle green beans with bacon, and a dozen of our buttery rolls.
That sounds delicious, Mr. Dickey. Call Dickey's today to order your holiday meal. Find a location near you at Dickey's.com.
Dickey's Barbecue. Seriously, pit smoked.
KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. State Championship Football Class A. Trips wide to the left side. Omaha North knocking at the door with 2:29 to go until halftime. Third down, just under 11 to go. Shotgun snap. Back to pass. Zach Martin fires across the middle. In and out of the hands of the intended receiver, Phillips. He also, I think, had Holt in back of him, or it was Holt up and Phillips in back. It fell incomplete nonetheless, and it's fourth down and 11 to go. And Omaha North may consider going to the kicking game here.
If we look at Omaha North's kickers so far this year, 3 of 3 on his field goals. His longest was from 38.
Connor Phillips is that man. He's the guy that the pass was intended for just a moment ago. And now they'll spot the ball at the 23-yard line. So it'll be a 33-yard attempt for Connor Phillips to try and draw first blood here in the Class A championship game. Low snap, kick is up, and it looks like it's going to go wide right as well. No, it doinks right off the upright on the right side.
Yep, plenty of leg.
Just 0-for-2 here in the ball game on both teams as far as field goals are concerned. 0-for-everything on the scoreboard, and it'll be Millard North taking over. After that field goal attempt, the ball spotted at the 20-yard line. And here comes Acre and company. Isaac Acre normally averaging over 220 yards a game. Rushing alone has only 22 yards on 6 carries tonight. Even I can tell you that's only about a 3-yard average. Wings both ways. Acre looks things over. He's got a wide receiver to the right side. Single setback is Matthew, and he'll get the carry. And he'll carry a few guys, but not too far. About a 2-yard gain to the 22-yard line. Coming up off the ground there, Arion Porter, the safety, came up to help on the stop. Also, again, Jesse Morton just stuffed it. Second down and 8. Clock at 1:53. You got to be wondering whether Fred Petito wants to try something to get on the board or is satisfied to go with a 0-0 score. They send David Saylor wide to the right side. They go option. Acre, right side, cuts it up and gets to the 25-yard line. They got to get to the 30 for the first down. That may be one of Ockery's longest yard runs of the night.
Yeah, as a design quarterback keep, just didn't have much to go. Took a bit of a beating on the play. Maybe that's why they're trying to just save him for the second half. Be interesting to see, though, with this time. Maybe Omaha North will use a timeout, try and get the ball back themselves.
Clock stopped. It is not. It's running at minute 7. 3rd and 5 coming for Millard North. As they send Nicholas Roth wide to the left side. He's the only wide out. Double wings. A slot man to the left as well. Single setback is Matthew. Now Fisher in motion. Back to pass. Firing is Acre. He's got a man over it. Shoots him at the 45-yard line. That pass was intended for Nicholas Roth. He had him, and he just overshot him by about a yard.
Yeah, just had him. Would have had a big score, too. That would have been huge. Just over his fingertips. We're looking at the replay right now. Wide open, Greg. I mean, just you don't expect Millard North to be passing, and so that was probably the perfect time to do a pass when you're least expecting it, and almost turned into 6.
Well, he's not exactly Peyton Manning back there, but
that's a decent throw. Yeah,
a nice chunk in yardage.
We saw him throwing it around in warmups pretty decently.
Jacob Humber is standing at his 10-yard line to punt. Double return man at the 45-yard line for Omaha North. Holt is one of them. And it will be Holt taking the ball and immediately tackled at the 35-yard line. Or Hill. Dante Hill. And so it'll be first and 10 at the 30, just beyond the 35-yard line of Omaha North. They've got 37 seconds to go. Of the two offenses, my money would be on North to be able to strike from this distance in this time span.
Yeah, with Zach Martin throwing the ball, anything can happen.
Connor Phillips, wide to the right. Holt is wide to the left. Slot man to the right side. Zach Martin with single protection back to pass from the gun. Fires long. He's got a man. It's Phillips, and it goes off his helmet. And they're going to call defensive pass interference. I think that's going to be called on Brian Moses again.
Tough situation. The ball was underthrown, so he's coming back into the ball. Defender had his back. I didn't know. You can't really tell that the pass is going to be overthrown. Basically, stop, just ran into the defender. Pass interference.
So it's not the pros. They're not going to spot it from the infraction, but it'll be a nice reward for Omaha North. They'll get 15 on it and a first down. And so now with 31 still on the clock, 49 yards still pay dirt.
Okay, you can get back into field goal range, get closer, maybe a last chuck into the end zone on your last play here. Still got 30 seconds left to go till half, though.
Connor Phillips has yet to connect as the receiver on a long pass, but he's collected at least one pass interference, or maybe two, I guess, tonight. Pistol formation, back to pass. Zach Martin fires. He's got a man, and he is down beyond the sticks. That'll stop the clock at the 38-yard line. Let's see who that is. Is that Holt?
That was 25, Walker.
Trevon Walker, and he stays in the slot. Single setback. Now they spike it. Good clock management shown there by Omaha North as they want to figure out what they're doing here. They've got 22 seconds to get 3 or 6 points. They were just a bit far for Phillip last time. Try that again. A little bit far, not from the standpoint of leg strength, from the standpoint of accuracy. He doinked it off the right upright. And so that was a 33-yard attempt. They need to get farther in. Shotgun formation, doubles and a slot to the left side. Martin firing. He's got a man complete at the 22-yard line. That completion went again to Trevon Walker.
Yeah, wide open again. I'm surprised that the Miller North defense is playing such a soft coverage, just given these underneath routes. I mean, there's still plenty of time left. You're moved right back into field goal range. You might get a couple shots here at the end zone, too.
Marquise Lewis is in at one of the wideout spots. He'll go wide to the left side. Phillip wide to the right. Walker is the slot man to the right side. Single setback with Martin, who calls it from the gun. Back to pass. Nice touch on the ball. He fires into the end zone. It is almost intercepted. Nice defensive play on the far side there by Clay Fisher. Or was it that Andy Bain? That might have been Andy Bain. Let me look. Neither one. That was Stephen Price with a nice breakup on that.
And number 10, he's right there. Had a chance to jump the route, like you said, intercept it. Didn't let the defender get it either.
All right, clock says 9 seconds. Second down, 10. Ball is at the 23-yard line. It would be a 36-yard field goal attempt, so methinks they're going to try one crack into the end zone here.
Either that or try and get just a little bit closer to the uprights, maybe center the ball up.
9 seconds. I don't know if high school they can pull that off. Back to pass, Martin. No, they won't, because he's going to get sacked. And the ball pops loose. And it is still loose, and it'll be a big loss back to the 41-yard line. Honing in on that was Nick DeLuca, the Nebraska linebacker recruit, like a missile on the quarterback, and that ends the hopes of Omaha North here in the first period of play, first half of play. The Mustangs, 0. The Vikings, 0. We don't know any more now than we did at the beginning of this game as to who's going to finish as the Class A state champion. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in 2 minutes here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM, and also on the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Can't seem to find the right school, car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney filled your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation, where they say your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in the local yellow pages. Ravenna Sanitation, for years, bringing you the Halftime Report here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio, Superstation 1460 and 1550. And while we're at it, thanks to our presenting sponsors of some 36 different high school playoff games that began back on about the 19th of October and culminate here with two straight days, three games apiece to determine six state champions. That includes T&L Irrigation Systems. Eliminate the hassles of electric pivot irrigation with the proven technology of hydrostatically powered T&L pivot irrigation systems and get continuous movement technology that you know and you trust. Improve crop production and decades of dependability with T&L Irrigation Systems. Proven technology that works and easier for you for a lifetime. T&L, as well as Hastings Ford Lincoln and Dunham's Sports of Hastings, presenting sponsors of our playoff coverage, which will end in the crowning of six state championships. Congratulations to Giltner, D2 champions in the opening game. Getting off to their impressive start as usual, took a 30-8 halftime lead. Went to and fro a little bit in the second half, but ended up on top.
In fact, they were outscored in the second half. They were outscored in the second half.
They actually were, yeah. But they went the full four quarters, and for a team that, as Bob Jensen once said, really their big deal in the regular season was keeping everybody healthy for the final five games, and they sort of did that. 63 touchdown passes for Findlay, 80 touchdowns total for Jake Findlay. An amazing high school career for that young man. Congratulations to the Giltner Hornets. And also congratulations to the Elgin Public, Elgin Pope John
Wolfpack.
Wolfpack, as they beat the Timberwolves this afternoon. I don't know that it was aesthetically the most beautiful game played. It was a pretty good ball game, but I'll tell you what, for November 19th, the weather this afternoon, we'll take it. It was like if you could dial up a way to end your high school career, if it could be under sunny skies and 60 degrees at Memorial Stadium, I think most kids would take that.
Yeah, and we've seen state championships in the past. Wind, rain, that can affect, you know, you could be dominant all year, but the weather will adversely affect your performance. Today,
I remember one year, I think Amherst came down here.
Yeah.
And we had that blizzard that wiped out, like, the semifinal game.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to Lincoln for the state championship, and it at least wasn't snowing. But it was pretty crisp. It was pretty crisp. And I remember several years, we were walking just from the little parking ramp across the way here where they stick us and carrying our load, you know, for getting things set up. It was pretty chilly, but today it was like a walk in the park. Beautiful day.
Good thing with today is, you know, the weather won't affect you, so it's kind of like, who will be the better team? You know, the weather and the wind won't affect it. So we saw that at Giltner and Elgin Public, Elgin Pope John, were the dominant teams in their divisions, their classes, this year. Congratulations to both. And I'm excited to see, for a 0-0 game, Craig, this has been pretty entertaining, I think.
Pretty good. And you get back to the weather conditions, there is nary a breeze. Just a little bit of breeze kicking up over the upright in the north end zone, so a little breeze out of the north, but really nothing compared to what we experienced over the weekend for the Husker Minnesota game, which was a pretty substantial wind out of the south. And so, yeah, everything's been coming up here great as far as the weather is concerned. Let's take a time out here. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Individual stats from tonight's first half coming up next in 2 minutes on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Baranoff, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, there's no score in the Class A Championship game here from Memorial Stadium between the Mustangs of Millard North and the Vikings of Omaha North. Playoff coverage presented in part by Hastings Ford Lincoln, the all-new Hastings Ford Lincoln, where the difference is black and white, whether it's the everyday one low, plain and simple pricing strategy, a non-commissioned sales staff, free auto check history report, 5-day money-back guarantee, or a 30-day exchange on select used units. You'll see why everyone's been talking about the all-new Hastings Ford Lincoln on North Highway 281 in Hastings. All right, let's talk about some stats here. There couldn't be that many yards put together here. Let's find out, Jeff.
Yeah, let's start with the 10 seed, the Omaha North Vikings. They were led by their pretty much all-state running back, Calvin Strong, 13 carries for 53 yards. Then Trayvon Walker got one of those for one carry for 5 yards. And Zach Martin had 2 carries for negative 8 yards. As a team, those three together equaled 50 rushing yards on 16 carries. Throwing the ball, Zach Martin had 4 completions on 11 attempts, 76 yards, 34 was his long. So total yards for Omaha North on this beautiful Monday evening here in Lincoln, 126 total yards on 27 plays. Let's go to the number one seed, the perennial number one team in the nation, Millard North. They're led rushing by Connor Matthew. He's got 12 carries for 41 yards. Then Isaac Ackery, only 7 carries for 25 yards. A bit of a shocker there. And then Clay Fisher, 2 carries for 10 yards. Total is up for Millard North, 76 rushing yards on 21 carries. They've only had one pass, and it was almost thrown for a touchdown, but so far Isaac Ackery 0 for 1 passing. So total yards for Millard North, 76 on 22 plays. So Omaha North outgaining them 126 to 76, but a couple missed field goals, and that's why we're still scoreless. If we look at penalties, Omaha North, 2 penalties, 10 yards. Millard North, 4 penalties, 39 yards. Time of possessions with Millard North, they've been running efficiently, doing slow, methodical drives. They just can't convert that into points. Third down efficiency, both teams 2 of 6. And, Craig, both teams only have had the ball 4 times, four drives.
That is significant, Millard North, having 14 minutes and 53 seconds possession time. That's better than one solid quarter of football. In fact, in the first quarter, they had the ball for 8 full minutes on their first drive and came up empty on a field goal attempt. On-field festivities continuing here at the halftime report, brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. Ravenna Sanitation, for your business or residential service in Buffalo County, look them up in your local Yellow Pages. And look us up here in about 2 minutes when we return on the halftime report. You're listening to Class A High School Football, Millard North, Omaha North. No score on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and PlatteRiverPreps.com on the World Wide Web.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack's story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchased benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Back at halftime, No score between the Mustangs of Millard North and the Vikings of Omaha North. Draw your attention to tomorrow's opening game, the first of three tomorrow. Doug Duda and Larry Baker will be here when the Sutton Mustangs take on the Aquinas Catholic Monarchs. Both teams, of course, are 12-0. Sutton Mustangs beat Donovan Trumbull not once but twice. They beat Hershey, the team that upset Blue Hill. They beat Hastings St. Cecilia not once but twice. They beat Cambridge. They beat Thayer Central. And they are in the state finals tomorrow in C2. You can hear it on the Breeze 94.5 simulcast right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550. And then we go right up the line to C1, Boone Central, Newman Grove Cardinals, and Norfolk Catholic Knights. That'll be the second game of the day. I hope they've got as beautiful an afternoon tomorrow as we had in watching our D1 game this afternoon. And then the Class B final tomorrow night at this time under the lights. Randy Bushcutter will be there with Omaha Gross, the Omaha Gross Catholic Cougars, and the Norris Titans. And again, we're talking about some pretty hefty records. 11-1 for Omaha Gross and 10-2 for the Norris Titans. That'll be at this time tomorrow night right here from Memorial Stadium. Randy Bushcutter with the call on the C1 and the B finals tomorrow. As we continue our tradition of all six state championship games live as it happened, brought to you in part by Dunham Sports. From hunting, golf, footwear, sportswear, and everything in between, you'll love all of the 35,000 square feet of Dunham Sports, Hastings' newest sporting goods superstore. Dunham's brings you all the top quality name brands at a lower price. Even more discounts when you sign up for the team plan or the Dunham's Rewards program at dunhamsrewards.com. Get in the game at Dunham Sports, where their big name brands bring you in, their low prices bring you back, and they're now open in the old Walmart building, North Highway 281 in Hastings. Other presenting sponsors include T&L Irrigation, proven technology that works easier on you for a lifetime, and Hastings Ford Lincoln, where the difference is black and white. We'll take a one-minute timeout. I'm sorry, did you say?
I was just going to – I neglected to say receiving stats. Trayvon Walker, 3 catches, 42 yards. Dante Hill, 1 catch for 35 yards for Omaha North. And then defensively for Omaha North, Andrew Hossert leading the way with 7 total tackles. And then Nick DeLuca, the D1 prospect there, 7 total tackles, including 1 sack. I didn't want to forget those guys before we went to break.
All right, let's take a two-minute timeout. Kick off in the second half. And it'll be Omaha North getting the ball back when we return here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460, 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Wouldn't it be great if the process of buying a car was black and white? At the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, we take the bull out of the equation. The truth is, every car dealer knows their best price. They just hope you'll pay more. They also know what your trade is worth. They just hope you'll take less. Let us show you how we do business. Our advantage is black and white, just like our showroom seating.
We're the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, and at HastingsFordLincoln.com.
Teams are back on the field now. They're pre-second half warm-ups, and you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. Well, offensively, if I was hearing what you said correctly, Jeff Babel, we are collectively at under 250 yards offense. Is that right?
Total both teams?
Beat both teams. So is it 126 on the one and 76 on the other?
Yes, sir. That would be roughly just over 200.
Wow. All right. Well, what do you do?
I mean, that's not, and not saying that the offensive are struggling. The defenses are playing well. They're covering well. They're tackling well. They're getting good penetration into the option offense.
Okay, so if you are Millard North,
yes,
what are you going to do offensively differently to break what Omaha's doing and vice versa?
Yeah, I don't know what you want to change because, you know, Calvin Strong, he's been doing well. He's got 13 carries for 53 yards. I'd like to see maybe Zach Martin throw it a little bit more. But any time you throw the ball, you they always say two bad things will happen, you know. And so, especially at the high school level, and we were talking with our friend Bob right before we came here, and the one thing he always says about high school football is they can't cover the pass. So I think you might want to try and open it up, maybe not go for the big touch, big long throws, short intermediate routes. Make sure you get Millard North off your coverage, make them respect the pass a little bit, and then open up the holes, and then Calvin Strong will be able to slice and dice his way through the defense. That's what I would do.
Nicholas Roth caught one long pass for the North Mustangs. Isaac Akre has not gotten uncorked, the man that has rushed for nearly 2,200 yards and thrown for only 400, so you don't expect a big passing output there. It looks like they were trying to get the ball to Connor Phillips downfield. They fired the ball successfully to Trevon Walker, did Omaha North, a couple of times. Phillips apparently is their go-to guy receiving-wise, but both occasions when they tried to hit the home run ball to him, it was just a little bit too long. So if Zach Martin can put a little more air under it, let his receivers run under it, maybe they'll get that long passing game going. Otherwise, it could be a continuing defensive battle. You can't get any more defensive than no score. And under 250 yards total offense in a full half between both ball clubs. Only one turnover in the form of a fumble. And so that was not a big problem. Millard North opened the game with an 8-minute drive that stalled after a couple of penalties and a failed field goal drive. They're going to kick the ball off now to Omaha North. And we're ready for the deciding half of Class A football here in Nebraska. Ball is teed up at the 40. It's a high kick. It's going to go over to about the 15-yard line and run back by Omaha North. That is, I believe, Strong on the far side. It might have been Marquise Lewis. We'll take a look here again. We're having a little bit of an issue with the light-colored numerals from if you've been to Memorial Stadium, you know how high up the press box is, and that was Dante Hill with the return.
Yellow on white is tough.
Zach Martin comes up under center now with an I formation. Hill dots the I. Single wide outs both ways. Hand off Strong. And he spins all the way out to the 29-yard line, and that's where they'll give him progress. He's pushed all the way back to the 25. But the side judge says 29 is where it'll sit, so that's a 5-yard gain, short 5, and it'll be second down and a strong 5, short 6 yards to go. Ball at the 34-yard line. They have to get to the 30. Try that again. Ball is at the 29-yard line. They have to get up to the 35. Wides both ways. Martin under center with an I formation. Hand off to Hill. 30. Hill, 35, 40. Breaks away, 40, down to the 45-yard line. And Hill, Strong gets it all the way out to the 44-yard line, enough for a first down. Moses came up on the tackle.
Yeah, nice good run there by Strong. You sometimes we forget up here in the booth, he's only a sophomore running out there in the state championship game. Impressive run by the young man.
Reggie Holt wide to the right side. Phillips wide to the left. I formation. Martin hands off again to Strong. Strong cuts back at the 45, spins at midfield and down to the 48-yard line. And he's putting on a little bit of a clinic here as the opening carries of the second half are any indication. Clock at 10:40 in the third period. No score.
I think that was actually Hill, too, on the run there. They seem to be fooling us up here in the booth quite a bit with their light-colored numerals, but it's good if they can fool, if their backup can fool you into thinking he's strong, because that means they're both doing really well.
I formation one more time. Hill dots the I, gets the carry off right guard, and doesn't get much. About a yard. And it'll be third down and 2 yards to go for Omaha North in the opening drive of the second half. Holt comes back into the ball game for the Vikings. Came into this thing 10-2. One of their losses was to Millard North. The perfect 12-0 Mustangs of Millard North. Wides both ways. Martin under center. Barks out the signals, feeds again to Hill, and he breaks away at the 45, 30, 25, 20, down to the 10-yard line. Dante Hill picks it up and lays him down to the 5-yard line. That was a run of 45 yards and a first and goal to go for Omaha North, threatening to break the no-scoring string here. They actually spot the ball at the 7-yard line.
Yeah, and I hate to do it again, but I think that was Strong on the carry. Big, huge run there by Strong, 41 yards.
Now, Hill is still in there, huh?
Yep. Calvin Strong, 41 yards off left tackle.
Hand off again to Hill. Cuts back inside, and he'll be stood up at the 5-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
9 minutes and counting. Opening drive of the second half for Omaha North. Holt comes back in.
Second time they've been in the red zone. The first time they missed it, they missed that field goal off the right upright. See if they can punch it in.
Now they send Holt wide to the right side. And now Strong is a tailback, and Hill is the up man. Under center is Martin. Pitch. Strong. Right side cuts back at the 5, gets down to about the 3-yard line. And that'll bring up third down and goal to go from the 3.
You know, nice goal line defense so far by Millard North. They're bending but not breaking. They're not going to let them into the end zone. This will be a big third down. You think if they don't pick it up, they'll probably go for the points here.
Well, it's no worse than 2-point conversions. Phillip comes back into the ball game. Also back in is Tristan Frizzell. Phillips goes wide to the right side. He's the lone wide receiver right. High formation. Strong dots the eye, gets the carry, crashes inside, and he's close. Did he get the touchdown? They uncover. No signal yet. I think he's down at about the half yard.
Yep, thanks.
Half yard away.
Far side official came in and said he was down. Now's the decision time.
Fourth down, goal to go. Omaha North took the opening kickoff. On the running of Hill and Strong have gotten all the way down to a fourth and less than a yard for the touchdown. Holt goes wide to the right side. He's the only wide out. Tailback is Strong. He gets the carry, and he's going to get stood up. Goal line stand by Millard North, and the crowd goes nuts.
Hey, you would have liked to have seen him maybe lower his pad level a little bit. He just kind of was running straight up there and was stopped pretty easily there. Looks like he ran into his own guy. his lead blocker wasn't able to keep the feet moving, and Miller knows with the huge stops keep him off the board. But then you do, now you got to go 99 yards.
You got to go 99 yards right now. You got to get out of this without a turnover in particular. First down and 10 at the 1 yard line. Akre is under center, double wings, double wide, single setback is Matthew. And he'll just take it out himself, twists out to the 6 yard line. That was a nice first down call as Akre was able to get just a little bit of daylight between him and the goalpost. And that'll bring up a second down and 4 yards to go for the Mustang.
You'll see a nice conservative play call here, just trying to get out of the end zone and reduce that risk of safety. But now that you got 6 yards, you might be able to open it up here a little
bit. My money was on Matthew taking that, but they didn't even risk the handoff. Matthew standing deep at about the 1 yard line. Akre is under center, wings both ways, and double wing to the right. Wide out right. Fisher goes in motion. They hand it off to Matthew. Ball is underground. And Omaha North has it at the 5 yard line.
Number seven.
A big hit.
Number 70, Andrew Hostert. Recovered that fumble, just fell on it. Huge turnover. That's. Can't stress it enough. Turnovers are seemingly, anytime you win the turnover margin, you'll win the game, especially if you turn it over deep in your own zone. Fresh set of downs for Omaha North here, basically off their last drive.
Millard North just had a big, big defensive stand, a goal line stand, turning seemingly Omaha North away. And in trying to punch it out for better field position, coughed the ball up, and now it is first and goal. At the 7 yard line, Omaha North with an I formation. Strong piles through into the end zone. Touchdown, Omaha North.
That turnover was just a straight shot of adrenaline through Omaha North. Strong takes it, runs it, 6 yards, and we got the first 6 points of the ball game.
Omaha North draws first blood, trying to get revenge on their loss to Millard North earlier this season in the regular season, a loss that they didn't think they should have had. They went down 37-31 in that matchup. They're up 6-0 now, and they're going to try for the extra point. Ball at the 10. Kick is up, and the kick is good. And it is now Omaha North 7, Millard North nothing. 6:12 to go in the third. Back in a minute to see if Millard North can answer the call on ESPN 1460, 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The most recommended.
Fall brings a dramatic increase in deer activity. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, owner of Eustace Body Shop.
Last fall, I hit a deer just south of town, and it scared me to death. I called Eustace Body Shop for a tow, and from that point on, I had no reason to worry.
We sincerely hope a collision with a deer never happens to you. But if it does, remember that our 5 locations in central Nebraska can bring you back to factory specs faster. Eustace Body Shop, where we take the dent out of accident.
Omaha North has just scored on the basis of a turnover by Millard North after a goal line stand by Millard North, which turned away the Vikings first and goal at the 1 yard line. But they got the ball back. They got the ball in the end zone. They got the extra point, and it's 7-0. The Vikings leading the Mustangs with 6:12 to go in the third. And we're about ready to watch Phillips send the ball away from the 40-yard line.
Yep, huge fumble recovery by Andrew Hostert. Next play, 6 yards later, Strong puts it in and puts him up 7-0.
Stephen Price back to do the return at the 5 yard line. Fisher is across the way. Price will get the ball at the 11. Here he comes. 15, Price, 20, 25. Stutter steps at the 25 and down at the 27 yard line. First and 10 for Millard North at their own 27-yard line. Faced with responding now to Omaha North. They don't want to get down by two
right
at this point in the ball game.
Yeah, like we said at halftime, each team only had the ball four times. If that holds true, this would be drive number two. You want to get points on this drive, especially with their offense where they don't pass it very much. You know, this is going to be a pretty important drive.
They break the huddle, and the setback is Connor Matthew. Double wings, double wides. Under center. Now Fisher in motion. Option. Akre keeps it across the 30 to the 32. Boy, he was one shoestring away from taking that one away.
Yeah, and it looked like Jason Martin was in there to prevent him from getting in. I think Omaha North must just be stacking the box because Akre's keeping the ball. He's kept the ball 10 times now, but there's just been no running lanes to go to.
His rushing average was well over 3 yards. It's about 3 yards in this game, or had been up until just a moment ago. He comes back up under center. He's got offset eye in back of him now. Single wide out. Handoff goes to Matthew. Matthew crashes forward across the 36-yard line. He'll be a yard or so shy of the first down, which needs to be the 37. And it'll be second down and 10. Try that again. Third down and 1 yard to go. Wings both ways. Double wing to the left, wide out to the right. Akre keeps it himself, battling for the first down. We'll see if Progress gave it to him.
It looks like they
were.
More
important if the refs did. They did. First down for Millard North. They'll move the chains. The ball spotted at about the 38-yard line. Boy, he barely got it.
Yeah, neither one. He got one exactly. There was no doubt about it.
They wind the clock. 4:40 to go in the third. We got us the ball game. Northwest. Omaha North, 7. Millard North, nothing. With the ball and a first and 10. Akre, the dangerous quarterback under center, keeps it himself. Left side, got a little running room out to the 45, 46-yard line. Nearly a first down. Little by little, they're trying to string that out a little bit. What they'd like to do is have people come up and play off of him so he can pitch it to Fisher or one of the trailing backs.
Yep, nice fake there. You try to get everyone to come to the near side, and then he'll go left with it to the far side. Nice 8-yard pickup there for Akre.
Clay Fisher, one of the wingbacks, is off to the right side. He's been circling around, trailing the play. He would be the pitch man. There he goes again. Handoff goes straight up the middle. Matthew's got a first down. And that'll bring the ball to the 50-yard line. Midfield for Millard North.
Yep.
And Fred Petito's crew has one more set of downs.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, Fred Petito and company, I'm very impressed with them. You know, they just let Omaha North score off that big turnover. You could sense the momentum and the energy in the stadium was with them. They said, forget about it. We're just going to run our offense. We're going to keep doing the status quo. We're not going to overreact to that play. And they've already had 3 first downs this drive. Good job by Millard North responding to Omaha North.
The best defense is a good possession offense. That's what this can be. It can also explode, but they haven't so far tonight. They go with double wings both ways, single wide out to the near side. Under center, Akre takes a step backward. Now tries to work it to his left and falls forward to the line of scrimmage. It'll be second down, 10.
Yep, good penetration by Omaha North. Yeah, pretty much blew his blocker off the line. It did the defender, which caused Akre to have nowhere to run to and only get minimal gain, if any, on that play.
Here comes Millard breaking the huddle. They send Nicholas Roth wide to the right side. He's got one pass tonight. Pretty good one. They're going to go for him again. He's got it at the 45. Down to the 40. Roth, 35, 30, 25, and outside. At the 21-yard line, they're going to mark him out at the 20. Nick Roth, who'd been sitting out there kind of the lonesome end on the right side, they finally called his number again, and they got a nice gainer down to the 20-yard line.
Yep, only the second pass attempt all game. I was kind of wondering myself when you see run after run after run after run. Eventually, they're not going to expect the pass, and when you do it, you're going to get a big play, and that's exactly what it did. And Ross, nice job making the yard after the catch, doing a good job there as well.
Nice inside move, 5'11", 160-pounder. Took about 20 more yards after the catch on that.
First time for them to being in the red zone now.
Offset eye, Akre under center. Handoff goes to Matthews straight up the gut, down to the 15-yard line. 5-yard opener on that series.
Yep, nice job by Matthew getting 3 yards, hit contact, got three more after the contact. Sometimes those 3 yards after contact really help on third downs, you know, those extra yards that you don't have to pick up.
Nice blocking in there by the wingbacks, too. In particular, that time, Matthew Evans, the fullback, actually, had a nice lead on that. Matthews, the lone setback. Evans was listed as a fullback, but he came off the wingback on that block. Now flags are down. We may have a delay. Delay a game on Miller. So instead of second and three, it's going to be second down and 8 yards to go. And that doesn't help.
No, and we've seen that from Omaha North in the first half. They get these nice, promising drives, and then right when you get in the red zone, these dumb penalties, they seem to be hurting them.
Second down, 8 yards to go. Ball at the 18. Akre under center, Roth wide to the right side. Fake it to the fullback, keeps it himself. Akre's buried back at the 25-yard line.
Yeah, you could tell Akre was sick and tired of just giving the ball off. He decided, hey, I'm going to make a play on this one. Casey Sales makes his perfect read, decides, you know, I got the quarterback, wraps up the quarterback, gives a loss of about three there. Excellent play by 82 there.
Sales at 6'4", 250, is off to Ohio University next year.
You tell why. I mean, he was a physical force, did not give Akre any room to run the ball.
Third down, bit over 10. Akre under center. He's got wides both ways now. Roth is to the right side. Back to pass. Fires for Roth. Roth gets it at the 15. Not enough for a first down. Complete at the 15. So it'll bring up a fourth down and 5 yards to go. Millard North is not adverse to trying a field goal. They did try a long one earlier. This will be significantly shorter. If they go through with it, it'll be a 31-yarder. The field goal kicker's longest this year is 44 yards. Andy Bain is going to do the kicking chores. He wants the ball spotted at the 22-yard line on the right hash mark as you look at the uprights. We're closing in on the end of the third quarter. This has been a fast-moving ball game. Roth with the hold. It's a good one. The kick is up, and the kick is good. And now both teams are on the board. The Vikings with 7, the Mustangs with 3. And we'll be back with the Millard North kickoff after their 3-pointer. In 1 minute, you're listening to the state championship Class A game on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
New from T&L Irrigation Company and AgSense LLC, it's PrecisionLink, the all-new web-based pivot control system for T&L pivot systems. The PrecisionLink, combined with T&L's Precision Point Control 3, allows you to efficiently manage your pivot start-stop, direction, application rate, speed, and water pump control with your mobile device or computer. Talk to your local T&L dealer today about the all-new PrecisionLink. T&L Irrigation, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now and winning? If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Posted a trivia question on the big board here. Want to know the longest field goal in NSAA history is by Millard South. The kicker by the name of Chris McClanson kicked a 59-yarder for Millard South. Millard North now on the board with about a 26-yarder by Andy Bain, and they trail by four. Craig Eckert and Jeff Babel here at Memorial Stadium under the lights, the beautiful Osborne Field with the Big Ten logo and the hashtag Huskers on it, with the big red N and the dream of about every boy who picks up a football in the state of Nebraska to be here tonight.
Should have hashtag Mustangs and hashtag Vikings tonight. We got
in the old days that would say Pound Huskers.
Yep. Pound 1029 on your hotel wireless phone.
All right, 24 seconds to go in the third. And so Millard will be defending the north goal for about one or two more plays, and that's it. And then we go into the fourth. Kick is up, and it's a long one. It's going to go out of bounds at the five-yard line. Penalty marker on that. And we'll see if they're going to re-kick it or take the penalty.
Suppose you would want to take the yardage, yeah. Probably trying to keep it away from the...
Yeah, earlier today in the eight-man, they automatically made them re-kick. Here, maybe they automatically tack on the penalty yards. It's going to go all the way out to the 32-yard line, 33, 35-yard line, a 15-yard penalty versus a touchback.
You know, in college, that's an automatic right to the 40-yard line.
Holt goes wide to the right side as Omaha will set up in pretty good field position. I formation, and we'll see if that's Hill or Strong dotting the I. He'll get it, and he'll not get much yardage. About a two-yard loss, as much as a two-yard loss. We'll see what the progress is. That was Strong with the carry. And that is minus two, so it's going to be second down and about 12 yards to go.
Well, looks like that'll be it for the third quarter.
4 seconds to go. Three. Vikings are walking off. Mustangs are walking off. That is it. At the end of three quarters of play, the Vikings of Omaha North with a 7-3 lead over the Millard North Mustangs. We're back in 1 minute. Coverage of the state high school Class A championship game on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com on the World Wide Web.
Hello, I'm Roland Dickey from Dickey's Barbecue, and I just love the holidays.
Speaking of holidays, Mr. Dickey, my entire family's coming in town this year.
Edna, I hope they don't starve like last year. Have you tasted your cooking?
You know I don't cook. I'm going to Dickey's Barbecue. I'm going to let Dickey's do the cooking, and I'll take the credit.
That's a great idea. We've got our famous Cajun fried turkey and our spiral cut hams on sale now for $59.95, or our traditional smoked turkey for just $49.95. Edna, you can even bring home one of our great Dickie's complete holiday meals, which serves 10 to 12 of your guests for only $109.99. You can choose from any of our turkeys or ham, plus cornbread dressing, gravy, baked potato casserole, homestyle green beans with bacon, and a dozen of our buttery rolls.
That sounds delicious, Mr. Dickey. Call Dickie's today to order your holiday meal. Find a location near you at Dickie's.com.
Dickie's Barbecue. Seriously, it's smoked.
Back at Memorial Stadium, Craig Eckert and Jeff Babel. Final quarter of regulation, at least, in the Class A state championship game. The Omaha North Vikings have the lead. They scored the first 7 points of this ball game in the third quarter. Millard North has just responded with a drive and a three-point play. And that's where we stand.
12 minutes, Craig.
Referees are ready to wind the clock here with 12 minutes to go. Omaha breaks the huddle.
It's what you dream of as a kid playing in your backyard. 12 minutes to go to win the state championship on Memorial Field.
Zach Martin, the 6'3 senior quarterback in the shotgun. And back to pass. He fires. It was intended for, I think...
Looks like Trayvon Walker.
Yeah, Walker came out of the backfield, out of the slot formation.
He was there, just didn't come out of his route quick enough. Pulls incomplete.
And it'll be second down and 10.
I think it's third down.
I think you're right.
Just because the guy with the big three told me.
Third down, actually a little more than 10, almost 11. Trips wide to the right side. Single wide out left. Martin, shotgun, back to pass, pressured, fires to the outlet man at the 40-yard line. That's Holt, and he gets out to close to the 45-yard line, still shy of the first down. He had to get to the 45, and they'll give him to the 44, but nary an inch more, and it'll be fourth down and a yard to go.
You know, I was watching the quarterback there with my binoculars, and it looked like he got a hand of the face mask, but it wasn't called, which would have been huge because they could have got an automatic first down with the face mask, but it's going to be fourth and one. It's going to be decision time.
Well, the decision is to go for it, looks like. Zach Martin comes up under center. I'm guessing Strong is dotting the I right now. No, it isn't either. It's Hill dotting the I right now, and now they've got a timeout going to be called by Omaha North. We'll take 60 here with 11:13 to go in this ball game. It is Omaha North 7, and the Mustangs of Millard North 3 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Does saving money interest you? Well, then come into Dunham Sports in Hastings, where you'll find incredible savings on sports equipment and clothing for your entire family. Find more savings online with our weekly online coupons at DunhamSports.com. While you're there, sign up for Dunham's Rewards. Or if you're a coach, sign up for the team plan. Find Dunham's on Facebook for even more offers. Save on everything sporting goods at Dunham Sports, where our big names bring you in and our low prices bring you back. For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Decision time. Decision assuming has been made here with a timeout called by the Omaha North coach, Larry Martin. And the decision is go for it, guys. Zach Martin under center. In motion is Fisher, Fisher goes to the far side on defense. Movement by Omaha North. He may have caused them to jump a little bit because he went rapidly from the right side of the offense to the left side, and during that time Omaha was in the set and somebody came up too quickly and flags all over the field. So now the decision to go for it is negated. They're going to send Connor Phillips in there to do the kicking.
Yeah, maybe they tried to draw him off sides there. The left guard looked like he was the one that moved.
Matthew Evans, who's standing back inside his 30-yard line to return the ball for Millard North. Phillip is at the 26-yard line. Now we've got another penalty marker down.
This one might be on Millard North.
It's in the backfield of Omaha North. Procedure call, Omaha North.
That makes the decision even more easier.
Now it's 4th and 10. The ball is back inside the 35-yard line. And Evans moves up to his 35 in Mustang country. 11:13 in the fourth. Thus far, a very rapidly moving ball game. Kicked off at 7:15. We're under 2 hours old and only 11 minutes to go in regulation. Low kick. Mustangs try to put some pressure on. Evans takes it at the 30, cuts back. Has about a 4-yard gain before he's smothered at the 34-yard line. And it'll be first and 10 from the 34-yard line from Millard North. And the beer option attack off the double wing, of which we have seen very little option ball tonight.
Yeah, and Millard North, a team that undefeated, number one all year, number one in power points. You know, they're probably not used to being behind, so you want to see them probably try to not not press it here. Don't try to do too much too early. You've got 11 minutes. You've got plenty of time.
Ross, the dangerous wide receiver, goes wide to the right side. And when I say option, I mean a lot of pitching. They've been optioning on every play, but mostly it's been the quarterback keeper, and there he is again. He's getting banged back at the 31-yard line. Akre loses more yardage.
Javon Perkins come up from his defensive back positioning. They're stuffing the box with defenders. They're going to say, you know, that you ain't going to beat us with the pass. We're going to bring our defenders up and stop you, and that's exactly what they did.
So with that spot at the 31, it's second down and 13 yards to go. And they may think about a little more planned passing here. They had a little bit of luck with Roth in the last series and in the first half. Now they go dumb wides both ways, wings both ways. Matthew is the single setback. Akre barks out the signals, keeps it himself up the middle. And he bounces out to the 35-yard line, and I mean that not only figuratively but literally. And a penalty marker back at the 30-yard line on the near hash mark. And that is a dead ball motion penalty against Millard. And that will mark it back 5. So instead of second and 13, it is second and 18 yards to go.
It looked like Omaha North, they were bringing both safeties in. One blitzed, one showed blitz. And that was enough to make the offensive lineman jump. Huge penalty.
Humber comes in with the play from the sideline. Roth goes wide to the right side. Humber is wide to the left side, and this was ugly as well. Everybody's starting, everybody's pointing.
Two guys in motion.
Flags are down.
Evans and Fisher both went into motion. I think they're going to grant them a timeout, though.
Pick up the flag. Timeout called by Fred Petito. 9:55 to go. We'll take 1 minute here. 7-4. Vikings over the Mustangs on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460, 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through auto owners insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through auto owners insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Second down and 18 yards to go. They got that timeout in before the penalty. Akre, keeper, right side, running room, 35-40, pushes his way all the way out to the 45-yard line. He may have a first down, a straight out, called his own number, kept it right side, got the down and distance for another set of downs.
Wow. We've been waiting for that all game. Finally, 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Akre just takes a quarterback keeper. The edges were sealed, and he just went and went hard, picked up the first down. Big play.
Clock stopped at 9:48. He went out of bounds, and they moved the chains. So they save a little time. They're not in any time crunch right now. They're only down by a score. I mean, that score has to be a touchdown.
Especially if they score, then the clock's in their favor.
Hand off. Nope. Akre keeps it himself, faked it to Matthew, gets all the way down to the 40-yard line. Another first down, plus 5. Akre taking over the ball game at this point, putting it on his shoulders, says, follow me to the end zone, guys. We're going north. 9:40 to go.
Putting him on the shoulders. The only thing I get nervous about here with the quarterback keeping the ball is protecting that football. Make sure you got both hands on the ball when you're running hard like that.
Evans wing back to the near side on the left. Fisher wing to the right side. Nick Roth wide right. Back to pass. Akre fires long. Roth, or Fisher rather, and in and out of his hands. But a pass interference call is going to be made against Omaha North. And Fisher almost caught it inside the five, but he was interfered with. Back down there defensively for Omaha North.
I don't know about that one.
I believe either Isaiah Austin, I think it was, or Trevon, no, it was Isaiah Austin, I think, back there getting called on the pass interference penalty. Also back there was Stephen Franklin. They were bracketing Roth, the wide receiver. It'll be a 15-yard penalty and a first down for Millard North. That will set the ball inside at about the 25-yard line of first and 10.
Questionable call there, but all you got to do is turn around and make sure that you're not, if you're facing the ball, odds are you don't get that call. But both referees threw that flag. It's going to be called every time right there.
Akre under center. Two men in the backfield and an offset eye. Handoff, Matthew crashes down to the 21-yard line.
You know, nice job by Millard North, not panicking, taking advantage of their opportunities here. They're back in the red zone finally, and we'll see if Matthew or possibly Anchor.
Jesse Morton in on the tackle there for Omaha North. Clock at 8:53 to go. Nick Roth wide to the right side. Two men in the backfield and an offset eye. Akre barks out the signals, quickly hands it off to Matthew, who mashes down inside to about the 17-yard line.
Casey Sales again with that big tackle. Tough to get much yardage on that big guy.
And there wasn't much. Third down coming, about 4 yards to go.
If you don't get it here, I wonder if you go for the points.
Well, let's see what the points gives you. Six. Still a two-score game if you do it that way. Got to get a touchdown no matter what here. He'll keep it, and Akre will get the first down at the 9. So, again, it's just leave it to me, guys. We'll
easy decision there.
He's been calling his own number on those first down opportunities to get a first down, I should say.
That's what a guy like Akre needs to do. He's your best player. He needs to be getting the ball in the fourth quarter.
Roth goes wide to the right side. Everybody else is in tight. Fisher is the double wingman to the right side. Offset eye in the backfield. Handed off again. Well, he'll keep it himself. Akre faked the handoff to Matthew and picked up about 7 yards. He'll get it down inside to about the 7 or 8 yard line. They'll spot it at the 8 yard line. And it is second down and a long three, short 4 yards to go. He picked up 6 on that.
Nice situation here for Millard North. They don't even need to get in the end zone here. They can get another fresh set of downs with just 4 yards here.
7:06 to go. Roth wide right again. They'll stick in that same offset eye formation. With Fisher, the double wing to the right side. This time Matthew gets it, and he'll bang his way down inside to about the 5-yard line. We'll see if he got enough for the first down. They may not have given him the 5, but we'll wait and see.
They go Jesse Morton in there.
Outside the 5.
72 did not let him get to that needed yard line, the 4-yard line.
You've got to think this is 4-down territory here to pick up the first. Third down and 1 coming.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think you just give this one a quarterback sneak here. Just fall forward, get the yards.
Evans wide in the slot to the left side. Roth wide right. Quarterback keeper, first down. It'll be first and goal to go from inside the 4-yard line for Millard North. Trailing 7-3. Everything was even at halftime. The Vikings came out, got 7 in the third quarter. The Mustangs answered with a field goal, but they're down by 4. A field goal is not going to get them a tie or the lead. They need the points here in the form of a half dozen. Akre comes up under center. Matthew, the lone setback. Double wides, double slots both ways. Akre barks out the signals, fires a pass into the end zone, touchdown!
Wide open.
That was taken there, I think, by Evans.
I think you're right.
It is Evans, the wingback, who went into the slot and caught a little slant-in pattern there. Nicely done by Akre, who, running and passing, did take the team on his shoulders for 6 points. And now Millard North has a two-point lead on the Vikings. They'll try the single-point conversion. Andy Bain, 10 yards out. Kick is up, kick is good, and it is 10-7. The Mustangs by a field goal over the Vikings, but there's 5:49 left to go, and these two teams might score a bunch in the next 5 minutes. You don't know. We'll find out in a minute. Millard North will kick right after this on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Quick. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco's Sports.
Millard North lines the ball up, kicks it about the 15-yard line, taken by Dante Hill, and he'll get it back out to nearly the 22-yard line. And it'll be first and 10 for Omaha North with 5:45 to go. They find themselves, instead of ahead by four, down by three, 10-7 to Freddie Petito's Mustangs of Millard North. They lost by six to the Mustangs in the regular season. They were hoping to avenge that with not only a win, but a state championship. We'll see if they can. Martin in the gun. Back to pass. Looks to fire long. He's got a man and a... drops the pass. He drops the pass at the 35-yard line. That ball was intended for Javon Walker. Walker's had a pretty good night receiving the ball so far, but that time he had the first down. It would have been about a 12-yard gain, and he just dropped it.
Yeah, and this is Omaha North. They outgained Miller North in the first half. It was still scoreless. They scored the first 7 points of the game. First time trailing here with just over 5 minutes to go. We'll see how they respond.
Shotgun again. Man in motion from the left to the right. Martin calls out the signals and he goes back to pass again. Pumps, fires long, and it's going to be over everybody. In fact, the closest man to it was Stephen Price, the defensive back. It bounced harmlessly at the 25-yard line. And a long incompletion brings up third down and 10.
Yep, trying to go big or go home on that one play. You know, just overthrew him. Third down and 10, they're going to be given, if they don't pick it up here, they're going to give Millard North back the ball pretty quickly. This would be like a 10-15-second drive.
And Millard North, if they get the ball back, has enough championship DNA that they would know to try and put the hammer down.
Yep.
Shotgun for Zach Martin again. Back to pass. Pressure. Middle screen, and the receiver falls down at the 25-yard line. Let's see who that was. He got the ball. Looked like he was going to churn and burn upfield, but instead it was strong, and he went down.
Yeah, the screen was set up perfectly. He just tripped up over his own feet there.
Fourth down and five. Omaha North has to punt it. Not even a choice. Connor Phillips standing at his 15-yard line. And it is Matthew Evans in return at the 41, his own 41. Clock at 4:49 to go in this one. Mustangs over the Vikings 10-7. Good snap. They try for the block. I don't know if he got it or not. It came off the foot really funny. Martin has it at the 35-yard line. Dances out to the 40 and taken out there. So Miller will have it at between the 39 and 40-yard line, their own, with 4.5 to go. They want to drain some clock and put some points on if they can. At the very least, they'd like to get three. A touchdown, I would say, at this point would ice it.
Yeah, and the number one thing right now is milk that clock. If you can get a touchdown, that'll pretty much be the game. If you get a field goal here, that forces Omaha North to score a touchdown to win it instead of forcing an overtime with a field goal.
Nick Roth goes wide to the right side. Double wing is Fisher to the right. Offset eye and back of Acre. Hand off. Oh, ball's on the ground. He picks it up himself. Acre at the 50, down almost the 45-yard line. That was a busted play. He tried to get that ball to Connor Matthew, and Matthew flew by. The ball spun in the air, hit the ground. Acre picked it up and made something out of near tragedy. If you're a Mustang fan.
Yeah, huge. Huge break there for Miller North. They had, that was a clear fumble. But that basically just skipped up like a dribble in basketball right to him. Turns out to be a first down yardage. But man, it was this close from being a huge turnover and giving Miller North or Omaha North a short field.
Same formation. Roth wide to the right side, offset eye. Fisher the wingman to the right side. Now Evans moves up wing left, and I think we got a timeout here taken by Millard North. We'll take a minute here. It's 10-7. Millard North leading Omaha North in the Class A championship game on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Tick over 4 minutes on the clock here at Memorial Stadium. And Osborne Field will give up its third state champion in a little bit. We still don't exactly know who that third one will be. We know Giltner took one. We know that Elgin Pope John took the second one in D1. Class A is on the line right now. A 3-point lead for Millard North, 10-7 over the Omaha North Vikings. Isaac Acre has been the story here in the comeback for the Mustangs. Under center now, he's got Roth to the right side. Offset eye. Fakes it to Matthew. Dances around. Keeps it himself. Down to the 45, 40-yard line. A violent
fumble
there. And the ball goes on the ground, does it? Or
yep.
Does it? Yes, it does. A violent tackle. And I mean that in the best of all ways. Made him cough up the ball. That was Jason Martin in there. The linebacker just sticked him at the 40-yard line. And Omaha North has new life. They trail by three. And Millard wanted to do anything in the world other than that. A turnover at this critical juncture. 4 minutes to go. Omaha North could win this thing after all.
Yeah, that thing came out just barely. We're sitting here in the replay booth. That wasn't anything you could replay. That was a great play.
Shotgun. Zach Martin back to pass. Fires long. Got a man. Walker, 45. Pushed out of bounds at the 42-yard line.
Our friend Mr. Momentum is now with Omaha North. Zach Martin's throwing the ball well in the second half.
Three. And Walker caught the ball.
Yep.
He had that same pattern last series and dropped it.
Very true. that turnover is huge. I mean, that's one of the biggest things about football is capitalizing on the turnovers. And if they can capitalize on that fumble by Acri, Omaha North's going to be a state champion.
First and 10, 42-yard line of Millard North. Zach Morton comes up under center this time. He's got an I formation. Strong with the carry and some running room at the 35. Cuts back 30, 25-yard line. And I think that was Hill again.
Beautiful.
Wasn't it Dante Hill? I said, no, it was Strong.
Yeah, it was okay. Strong. Beautiful cutback, though, by Strong. Got to that second level, finally getting some open running lanes that we hadn't seen in the first half. Then right here, cuts back perfectly. Avoids the tackle by number 10. And
so what's with those guys on the radio? Why can't they tell? Well, they've got lemon yellow colors on a white jersey, and one wears 5 and one wears 2, and they're both fast. What can I tell you? High formation, under center, Zach Martin with a first and 10. They feed the tailback Strong again, and he pulls men down inside to about the 18-yard line.
And if you're Omaha North, I mean, you can tell up here in the booth that the crowd is into this game. They're behind you. Each run is that much easier when you got the cheering crowd for you. Second and it looks like 6 here to go. Just under 3 minutes to go here.
Under center is Zach Barton with an I formation. He's got wides both ways. Hands it off again to the tailback. He's got some running room. Strong carries men down to the 6-yard line. It'll be first and goal to go. Omaha North knocking on the door. 2:43 to go in regulation. Millard North hanging on to a 3-point lead, but I don't know how long that's going to be.
Yeah, you can see in the second half, these running lanes, they're seemingly the same lane. In the first half, they weren't hitting the hole nearly as hard. And in this drive, Strong has had two really big runs, really quick into the hole runs, two huge runs.
Strong is still in at tailback. Give some credit to his fullback as well. Everybody's in tight. Strong gets the carry, and he's going to get stood up right at the line of scrimmage. That was big old DeLuca. The Nebraska recruit, Nick DeLuca, 6'3", 235, came up and cut him right at the line of scrimmage. And it's second down, goal to go from the 7-yard line.
Yeah, DeLuca was getting sick and tired of seeing Strong just run through the defense. He says, I know what you guys are going to do. You're going to give it to Strong, and you're not going to get it because I'm Nick DeLuca.
Clock stopped at 2:01, and I don't know why. All right, now they're going to wind it.
Perhaps an equipment malfunction?
Not sure. Strong is still in there. He's at the tailback slot.
Under 2 minutes to go now.
They fake it to him. Back to pass. Martin into the end zone. Touchdown! Omaha North!
Casey Sales.
The receiver on the play, Casey Sales, the Ohio recruit. So the Nebraska recruit almost stops the drive. The Ohio recruit caps it with a reception from Zach Martin and Casey Sales, the 6'4", 250-pounder going to Ohio University, puts Omaha North up top 13-10, a beautiful pattern trailing across the end zone, in the back of the end zone, classic reach up, take the ball down, put up 6 for your team. Timeout taken by Omaha North before the conversion attempt. They're going to decide here whether they want to go for 2.
I think you just kick the extra point, make it 4 scores.
I don't know if it makes any sense. Let's see here. The Vikings, maybe if they got 2, would be 15-10. If they got 1.
Perhaps it was just a play clock issue.
Yeah,
they were celebrating a little bit too long.
It doesn't make any sense to even be debating that at this point. If they get 1 or 2, the Mustangs still got to come back and get a touch. Unless they fail this extra point attempt, the Mustangs have no choice but to go for 6. If they fail the conversion attempt, of course, it could be a tie with a Mustang field goal.
I don't think they're going to channel their inner Tom Osborne and go for 2 here. Would be a fitting tribute, right?
Yeah. That would be this week, right? Minute 40 on the clock.
Well, they're
in
huddling.
Regulation, we'll say now.
There we go.
Casey Sales caught a touchdown pass from Zach Martin. And Omaha North now going for the conversion off of that touchdown. Connor Phillips is the kicker. His holder at the 10-yard line. Good snap. Kick is up. Kick is good. And it's going to be either a win for the Mustangs, but it won't be a tie.
Yeah,
they need to go for 6 points. If they do, it'd be 16-14. If they don't, you're looking at the final.
Yeah, and this Miller North offense, it's not built for big, long passes. We've seen Isaac Acree throw it four times all game. That's about once a quarter. He's done pretty well, 3 of 4 for 38 yards and a score. And that fourth one was almost complete. But it's one thing to do it when they're not expecting it, because you're expecting the option attack from Miller North. And now Omaha North knows they're going to be throwing the ball. We'll see how they put in the prevent defense.
One thing I think we can agree on, and that is we were expecting a good ball game, and that's what we got.
Tremendous ball game.
14-10, Vikings in front of the Mustangs for the state championship on the line. The Vikings have not won a state championship forever. Back in the 60s, I think.
No, they've never played in a state championship game.
Forever.
Yep. 13th playoff.
40-yard line is where they tee it up. Phillips gives it a ride. It's a high kick. And it'll be taken at the 10-yard line. Coming back the other way. 20, 25. Nice return out to the 32-yard line. And the return man was Alante Walker. He's just a freshman, 5'11", 172, and he gives Millard North decent field position. They are 68 yards away from where they need to be, which is the end zone. They've got a minute 35 to do it.
One timeout left, too.
Isaac Acree at the controls. He's got a slot man. That is Fisher to the right side. Roth to the right side wide, and a single wide out to the left side. Goes back to fire pass. He's got Fisher out to the 40, out to the 42-yard line. That should be a first down.
It looks like it is.
Does two things. Stops the clock, moves the chains, and they need both. Minute 29. They're already at the line of scrimmage. Spread formation, except for lone setback is Matthew. He ain't going to see the ball. Back to pass, Acree in trouble. Scrambling around, fires. Got a man at the sideline at the 50, 45-yard line. Jacob Humber, the wide out to the left side.
What a play.
Evans. Wait a minute, Matthew Evans.
Yep.
On the right side.
What a job by Acree, spinning away from the pressure, finding Evans in the flat, and good job by Evans getting the first down and then getting out of bounds.
He came out of the wingback side because Humbre was the guy that was out there on the left. Back to pass again. Acree looking. This time he's got Humber, at the 30-yard line. And again, incomplete, they call it. Second down and 10 on that incompletion, but that stops the clock with a minute 9.
You know,
into the ball game is Alex Hardy with the play.
When you get a huddle up like that, sometimes you want to call two, maybe three plays in the huddle so you don't have to go up and spike it and waste it down.
Fisher in the slot, right side, single setback Matthew. Back to pass, Acree fires. He's got a man out there. Fisher's got it at the 20, 15, 10. Fisher, touchdown! Touchdown, Millard North! And they take the lead, 16-14, a minute to go.
Holy smokes. How do you leave that guy open like that? He catches it, makes a couple moves, and willed himself into the end zone. All Fisher right there.
Fisher, the younger brother of Husker linebacker Sean Fisher, may have saved the bacon for Millard North. May have. There's still a minute to go. We said before, a lot of points could be scored in the last 5 minutes of this ball game.
Holy cow.
Not exactly an onslaught, but it ain't chicken feed either.
We didn't expect it from a triple option offense like that, but geez, they They pass the ball real well.
Andy Bain in for the extra point. Andy Bain nails it. And it's 17-14. And a tie is still not out of the question. The Mustangs 17, the Vikings 14. Back in 30 seconds with state championship football on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460, 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com on the World Wide Web.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Jack Thompson will tee it up again for Millard North. He didn't do any kicking hardly at all in the first half. And here in the second half, he's had a field goal and a couple of points after. Or rather, Bain had the field goal. He's had two kickoffs here in the second half. 40-yard line. He pooches it. They're going actually for the onside, but they didn't get it. They would have taken that if they could have.
Yeah, I don't know if it was an onside more than it was just not give it to the Omaha North.
Well, it wasn't a traditional.
Yeah. Onside,
they were looking for the recovery.
They kicked it onside. I don't know if they had planned on going all out for it.
But the thing of it is, it's like I said a little bit ago. Millard North has that championship DNA enough to know when to go for the heart. That definitely would have gone for the heart. And it does prevent the possibility of a long run back. Although Omaha North has not really had any threat of that so far tonight. Trips wide right side. Zach Martin sets one man in motion. That's Dante Hill goes left. Spread. Back to pass. Martin going for long. Going long. And he's got a man down at the 22-yard line. That's Connor Phillips. They finally connected with Phillips on a long one. And with 48 seconds to go, Omaha North is ready to knock on the door again.
Offensive explosion here in the last 2 minutes of the ball game.
Zach Martin with a nice touch on that pass. Finally got it to Phillips. He's been trying that all night. Now he spikes it. And it'll be second and 10 when we come back to the line of scrimmage after they've had a chance to figure out how they want to approach this 24 yards to pay dirt. They're going north to south.
You know, scenario
46
here.
46 seconds to go.
You're only down by three. Your field goal kicker's 3-3 in coming into the game, and then he doinked one off the upright. His longest was 38 this year.
All right. From here on out, if they had to take it from here, it would be about a 40-yard field goal. His longest has been 34. Shotgun. Fake the handoff. Back to pass. Martin goes for it all in the end zone. And he's got a man off his fingertips. Over there was Dante Hill, and he is crestfallen. He had it on the fingertips and dropped it.
You know, I thought he was going to go to the other receiver there. Hill comes out of the backfield and runs that perfect wheel route. Just hits him on the fingertips. Kind of reminds me of Rex Burkhead in that same end zone against Texas, as much as it pains me. that was almost a mere play. That would have been huge, too. Another lead change here in the fourth quarter.
All right, now, 39 seconds to go.
Regain your composure.
Third down and 10. They get the first down. It'll stop the clock. Remember, they are not pressed for time as of yet. Back to pass out of the gun. And flags fall. So that's going to be an offensive procedural call of some sort. It'll move them back 5 yards because they stopped play.
And that hurts field goal distance-wise, too.
Yeah, it does. Big time. Because now a field goal, the scrimmage is inside the 30. Six more yards or thereabouts, maybe seven for the snap, plus 10. You're talking a 47-yard field goal on a guy that has not made it beyond 34 this year. Third down, 15. Trips wide to the left side. Tight end strong to the right. That's Sales. Shotgun. Firing across the middle and nicely broken up, and then a flag comes in late. Oh, man, I thought that Abram Tynes played that very, very well. The referee thought he played it too well and threw the flag. And so that's going to provide a first down for Omaha North and 15 yards from the line of scrimmage, or from the, yeah, from the line of scrimmage. So it's going to be first and goal from the 9-yard line.
I think he got there pretty simultaneous, maybe just a little bit too early.
Crazy time. 35 seconds to go. First and goal to go. Ball just inside the 10-yard line.
Can't take a sack here. That's
Zach
the worst
Martin
thing.
Stands 4 yards in back of his center. Takes the snap. Back to pass. Looking. Firing into the end zone. He'll overthrow everybody.
Miller North.
Closest man down there might have been Connor Phillips.
Miller North bringing an extra guy in the pass rush, hoping to fluster Martin into a tough decision, and that's what exactly what they did. He just threw it through the back of the end zone, decided not to get in grounding or take a sack, because you only got that one timeout left. You want to save that if you need it for the field goal.
That was actually, that was Austin Romo, the intended receiver on that. Phillips goes wide to the left side this time. Walker is the slot man left. One wide out to the right side as well. Martin out of the gun, back to pass, pressure put on, and it's almost picked off. Akre almost came up and picked it off.
And there's a penalty flag now, too. Boy, that should have been picked off.
Penalty is called against North, according to preliminary, Omaha North, according to preliminary indications. I knew we were going to do that once or twice.
Yeah.
Which North? The other North. And so we'll see where they mark it and what it's all about. It was second and goal to go from inside the 10. And now they're giving an explanation to Fred Petito on the far sideline.
You know, luckily in high school you don't get that 10-second runoff.
Illegal lineman downfield against Omaha North. And that is a loss of down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Third down and 10 now.
24 seconds left. If you're
Mustangs are up by 3. The Vikings need a touchdown to win, a field goal to send this into overtime. Twins to the left side. Back to pass. Martin fires. Fade. Corner. Out of bounds.
Decision time.
The ball was intended for Phillips. They've tried to go to him numerous times tonight. They've connected effectively once, really.
Yeah, went on the fade route. It was dangerously close to being intercepted as well, those 50-50 balls.
Good defense played by Millard on that one. And it's fourth and 10.
Be a 32-yard field goal, but
yeah,
it looks like they're going to go for it.
They go for it on fourth. This is the ball.
No field goal.
It is the ball game. Either way, he makes it. It goes to overtime. He misses. That's the season for Omaha North, and a timeout will be called here by the Vikings. Take a minute. We'll be back right after this on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
The ball is spotted at the 22-yard line. Phillips will try a 32-yard field goal. His long on the year is 34. He missed from 31 earlier. 17 on the clock. Good snap. Kick is up. The kick is no good. No good. Far to the left, and Millard North is going to take the state Class A crown. 13 seconds to go. They'll get the ball back with a 17-14 lead, and Millard North, a team that instinctively knows how to win, did. Omaha North came into this thing thinking that they had been wronged and in some fashion in the loss earlier, 37-31 to Millard North. Came back in thinking not only that they wanted this game, but they knew they could win this game. And they darn near did, or at least tied it. But Millard North trailing with under 90 seconds to go, got a touchdown and an extra point, and came back from 14-10, and now leads 17-14. With 13 seconds on the clock, Fred Petito called a timeout so that he could talk to his charges about how to protect the ball. They're about a victory formation away from a state championship.
You got a feel
for
that kicker,
man. They've been in this game, I believe, 7 of the last 12 years.
Yep, they've won it. They've won it 3 times, yep. It's winning pedigree. The student section over there, they're getting ready to charge the field, go crazy.
Sent a lot of players to the next level.
A couple Heisman Trophy winners. One Heisman Trophy winner.
That's going to do it. 8 seconds. As players embrace on the field, as often happens even more so in a tightly fought, close game like this, a lot of mutual respect. But a sweet victory for Millard North. 17-14. And we'll take a break and be back to wrap things up on the Misco Sporting Goods postgame report in 2 minutes here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM, and Platte River Preps on the World Wide Web.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Niccolo looking, they finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball for the goal, bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside is Chanel Farmer, 4 seconds to Ernst, letter to Niccolo, is that good?
Cremosta, another three, in and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack's story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchase benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
Welcome back after this thriller in Class A. A game won by the Millard North Mustangs, 17-14 over the Omaha North Vikings. The players are still on the field, mingling with one another, and now they gravitate toward their respective coaches and fans for the medal presentation. The North players will get a silver, and of course, Millard North will get the gold for a multiple number of times here. They've got, what, 3 state championships in the last 12 years. They've been here 7 times in the last 12. I figured the other day they're here about every other year in the last decade or so.
Yeah, they've
champions in 03, 05, and 2010. And they played in the game and didn't win the championship several times as well. But that winning DNA, as we said, certainly does count for something. Today it probably counted for 3 points. Because as I look over Jeff's shoulders here on the statistics, everything is so close. First downs tied at 16. Rushing, 20 more yards rushing by Millard than Omaha North. Passing, 40 yards more roughly for Omaha North than for Millard. 9 of 24 for Omaha, 6 of 8 for Millard. 55 plays to 51. It all was even. It was a thriller. And from 5 minutes on in, we weren't sure which way it was going to go. It was leaning a little bit like Omaha North was going to take this thing. And then Akre came in, took the ball game over for a drive, and got his team on the board. Got his team the lead. Got his team 17 points. Omaha had 14. And they came down to the last opportunity of the game for them to tie it. And it was a second missed field goal of the evening. Went wide to the left side. And it was a 17-14 win here tonight for Millard North. The Misco Sporting Goods postgame report is on right now. We're going to wrap things up here momentarily. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Jeff Babel, give us a wrap-up on the stats.
Yeah, before I jump into individual stats, like you said, it was so evenly matched. We look here at the average yards per play, 5.8 for Omaha North, 5.6 for Millard North. It was just a great game. You know, it was 0-0 at halftime. Then finally, the second half, we just finally got that offense. We were waiting to see. So let's get into the numbers first for the runner-up in Class A, Omaha North. Calvin Strong, just a sophomore, 25 carries, 157 yards, that one score. Dante Hill, 3 carries, 10 yards. Trayvon Walker got that one carry off the end for 5 yards. As a total, like you said, 164 for Millard North. Receiving-wise, they threw the ball a little bit more. Trayvon Martin had 4 catches for 60 yards. Phillips had it for had a catch for 38. Hill had one for 34, and Reggie Holt had one for 10 yards. Overall for the day, Omaha North quarterback Zach Martin, 9 of 24 for 154 yards and a score. Let's go over to Millard North now. The Class A 2012 state champions. They were led by Isaac Acri. Took him a while to get going. You know, we didn't see much in the first half from him. In the first half he only had 25 yards. He ends up with 110 on 22 carries. Connor Matthew, 18 carries for 64 yards. As a team, they rushed for, like Craig said earlier, 182 yards. Throwing the ball, going in before that last possession, Acri was only 3 of 4, doubled it, was 6 of 8 he ended up with for 106 yards, two big scores, and that big long 46-yarder. That's about it. I mean, they're pretty evenly matched, 3 of 11 on third down versus 5 of 10 for Millard North. Total yards, 318 to 288 in favor of Omaha North. Plays was 55 to 51. Just a great game, capitalizing on each other's mistakes. It just seemed to be who had the ball last, and Omaha North had the ball last. It's just when they had it, they weren't able to cash in on that field goal. The guy just hooked it. He hadn't missed all season long until today when he missed those two. So heart goes out to a kid like that, the biggest stage in the state of Nebraska. You dream about it as a kid. I've dreamed about it year after year after year, growing up in the state with a chance to, that wasn't to win it, but to extend it and go to overtime. Tough situation there, but Isaac Acree, like you said many times, he put the team on his back, and he delivered.
He delivered, and it is another state champion declared here today. The third one. Congratulations, Giltner Hornets, Kings of D2. The Elgin Pope John Wolfpack, D1 winners. And now the Mustangs of Millard North, champions of Class A. A full day tomorrow as well here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We'll lead it off at 10:15. That'll be a simulcast here as well as on Platte River Radio's The Breeze, 94.5 FM, 10:15 tomorrow morning, Sutton and Aquinas for the C2 state championship. Then at 2:45, Boone Central and Newman Grove for the C1 title shot. Class B will wrap things up tomorrow night, Omaha Gross and Norris. Randy Bushcutter with the call on the last two, Doug Duda and Larry Baker with the Sutton game in C2 tomorrow morning. Been a thriller, been a great day, a beautiful afternoon for football, and a competitive ball game this afternoon that Elgin Pope John won. But a thriller tonight here under the lights, shining down on Osborne Field at Memorial Stadium from Lincoln, Nebraska. Your final score again, Millard North 17 and Omaha North 14. For our producer back at the station, Stacy Johns, for Jeff Babel, this is Craig Eckert. Thanks for listening, and have a great evening.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production, brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of the podcasts on our Platte River Radio network of stations, go to ESPNSuperstation.com.
Lose 7-15.